Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Bob in Westchester. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
First, I want to say that I never missed a show, and I really appreciate it.
Wow, that's listening.
And I just want to say that I really appreciate the topic you're covering this morning regarding full-blown AIDS and the fact that just because people lead a lifestyle that where they get the full-blown AIDS, it doesn't mean they're going to HE double hockey sticks just because they've, gotten the full-blown AIDS either from having an unclean taint or from being BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show. And I think that it really is interesting that although I believe I am going to HE double hockey sticks just for...
Well, anyway, we hope that... Some interesting people. Well, anyway, we've been dealing...
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Big day in Lafayette.
Boy, they're going to hate me. The people at the station, I mean.
Why?
Because I realized the way that I am when we travel, it's not good. The itinerary, right. Charlie Broyhill was just on the phone to the lady from the station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, we're going down and Mike's going to go play golf with the general manager. And
right. Yeah, Chuck Wood is a guy that I've known and played golf with a couple of times, so right. I'm going down to
and
do
you
that.
Even offered up today if they wanted to bring a client by to play golf, that would be okay.
You know, as long as I'm hitting the egg, it doesn't matter. You know, who they could bring anyone out there. They could bring Satan out there, mm-hmm. and I would still be, hey, all right, nice putt.
Nice shot, Mike.
Oh, thank you, Satan. You're next. You have the honor.
Where's the Big Bertha?
So I'm walking through the halls a second ago, and Broyhill says, I got all the details for Lafayette. And I said, great. He said, I told them the way you are. Mm-hmm. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I told them the way that I thought the trip would go for you.
Right.
Now he's speaking for me.
Mm-hmm.
We fly in.
Right.
We get the car. And then he said, you know, he's talking about me. He says, then Don will want to drive to the hotel.
Right. Right.
Then... he will stay in the hotel.
Yes.
Until it's time for the show.
Right.
What do you say? He'll stay in the hotel and watch TV.
Right.
He'll also call me, meaning Roy. He says he'll call
right.
me
right.
10 or 15 times.
Right.
But he'll never leave his hotel room.
Right.
Then, 10 minutes before the show,
mm-hmm.
he'll get in the car mm-hmm. and he'll come to the station.
Yep.
When he's at the station, mm-hmm. he doesn't want to meet with anybody.
Right.
No clients.
Mm-hmm.
No salespeople.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
Now, when he leaves the station... he just wants to get out and leave, get right back in the car, and go back to the hotel, where he'll watch TV for a couple more hours.
Right.
Then he'll get in the car and go do the appearance.
Yeah.
And then after the appearance, he'll get right back in the car
mm-hmm.
and go back to his hotel until he wakes up the next morning,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll all go back home together.
Yeah, and then there's something wrong with that?
Well, she heard all that, and I guess she was like, what? And Broyhill said, well, that's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I could tell you something different, but then you would just be disappointed.
Yeah, and we're going to, you know, hopefully have a big gang of people down there, and that's what it's all about.
I'm a bad person, I guess.
No,
but that is the way.
You like to have your solitude on the road. Yeah, but
that is the way that I am.
That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when it comes to, like, doing the show there, that's kind of the way we both are.
It sounds bad. Hearing it from someone else,
well, you know,
describing it to someone
else.
It's
easily misinterpreted. And, you know, you're not exactly going to get the flowery, pleasant, politically correct description from Charlie Broyhill. He gets at the airport, gets his car, goes to the hotel, goes to bed. Then he gets up in the morning. He'll run outside the hotel, then run back to his hotel, make a couple of phone calls, go to the show, then go back to the hotel.
That was it.
And he doesn't want to be bothered.
And she's like, well, okay. That's what he said. Her response was kind of just a troubled okay. And then the woman that's handling all of this in Lafayette, she had to go to the doctor for her ulcer.
Oh,
that was the last thing that he said.
A good preemptive move.
Okay.
We should point out, though, that, you know, when we've gone out to Reno, when we've gone to Wichita, when we've gone to Sacramento,
yeah,
it's worked fine there. And there's no difference between this and going to Lafayette. And we really are looking forward to going to Lafayette and looking forward to meeting a lot of people when we go out to do the show.
That's but I'm when, looking you know, forward to hiding in the room with the chain on.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll even, like, prop a chair up against the door and draw all the blinds and watch headline news and read the newspaper.
Right.
And just make myself, like, 1,000 post-it notes about the show. That's pretty much what I do.
Yeah. Right.
Hello.
And they, you know, they'll understand, I'm
hello,
sure.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hello.
This is Tara from last night.
Oh.
Tara C or Tara T?
Miss Hillary.
Ah, this was the winner of our popsicle contest last night.
A round of applause for you, Tara.
Thank you very much.
Well, you were very, very good at that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. What?
No, I was just going to say, and word to your mother, who was there with you.
Yeah. Oh, she's at work. Yeah. She had a great time, too.
Yeah.
You and Mom had a terrific time together?
Yeah, she was hammered. It was a lot of fun. I just got to tell you, we really did have the greatest time. Do you know what the funniest part was?
What?
All the guys that are sitting home today that think I'm actually going to call them.
Oh, cool. You're so nasty.
Did you take a lot of phone numbers or did you just give fake phone numbers?
I gave a couple fake ones, but I took more.
You took more
numbers.
Yeah. And what did you do with all those numbers? You just threw them away?
Oh, I threw them away, yeah.
Good for you.
All right. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Tara. She was a fantastic contestant.
Checking in from our show in Baltimore. Now here's Sarah. Sarah, who's in her mid-50s, having menopause.
Right.
And she would like us to find a woman for her husband to bang.
Yeah, that sounds great.
You sound like a very understanding wife there, Sarah. Is there anything beyond the superficial, I'm going through menopause and I want him to have fun? You know, is there something more? Because there usually is something deeper than that.
No, it's just that I love my husband very much, and I feel it's my fault because, you know, I'm going through menopause, and he hasn't had sex in 3 years, and I feel sorry for him.
Well, why can't you just fake it with him?
Oh, because it's just not really a good thing to do.
Oh, really? Why can't you just lie there?
Have you seen a doctor about
yes,
that?
Yes, I have. He said everything will be fine when everything is over with, but I don't think he could wait that long.
Well, why can't you just lay there?
No.
Your husband seems to be the driving force. He doesn't have you, like, tied to a pole somewhere, does he?
Oh, no, not right now.
Why couldn't you just lay there, though? There's a lot of wives out there that just lay there.
No, because, well, I guess you guys don't know anything about menopause, but sometimes sex really hurts.
The Gladys problem,
yeah.
Oh, very arid.
But there are products that they make for that.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, I do know something about that because my wife did go through a very early menopause. That was like 2 or 3 years ago.
And they make products. You know, they're products for everything now. They're products for everything sexual. Sexual products. Sex products.
Mm-hmm. The only product my husband needs is another woman to have sex.
Is this what he, is this? Is he talking or are you talking?
I'm talking. He's at work. Or actually, he's probably coming home from work.
This has to be something he's orchestrated.
No, this is my own idea.
Well, do you have lesbian tendencies?
No, not at all.
Do you want to be there when this is going on?
No.
And what happens if he starts banging this other girl, and then, let's say, 6 months from now, things loosen up for you?
Well, that'll be fun. I don't want him to have a relationship. I just want him to have sex.
And this sound, you know, there is an underlying sadness here. You seem like you're...
I married the wrong girl.
You seem upset in a way. Are you? Is he like saying anything like, man, I just can't, we can't stay married if it keeps on this way?
No, we've been married for 9 years. And we have a great relationship.
I don't know why I'm having trouble understanding this.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you let him start banging another girl...
Well, I told him he could do that. And he said, you know, go out and buy yourself someone. And,
oh, my God.
And he said he didn't want to do that. So I listened to you guys, and I said, well, hell, maybe they can help.
You sound like, well, you must be a very secure woman.
I am.
Hmm. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Goodness, I don't know.
Goodness me.
Hey, listen, menopause or not, there's a woman under there.
Right? And, you know, you can really assist yourself through this menopause thing where he doesn't have to go elsewhere. unless you are just, are you just sick and tired of having sex with him?
No, I haven't had sex with him, as I said, in 3 years.
3 years?
You know.
Would you like to if you could?
Yes. You know, he likes to go to topless bars and things, so.
You talked to the doctor about hormone replacement therapy and everything?
Yes. And I've decided not to do that.
What does your body look like?
Let's see, I'm 5'7".
Yes.
I weigh 120 pounds.
Yes.
Hey, 54, that's pretty good already. You sound like you're, you know, you're in great shape.
I am.
You got lots of stretch marks and stuff?
No, as a matter of fact, last year I had a facelift and a tummy tuck, so I look in excellent shape.
But you haven't had sex for 3 years?
That's right.
What does your gynecologist say?
Well, she said that I'll get over it. She said it's just something I have to go through because I elected not to have the estrogen and all that.
You know, I think you should come down here and let me and Mike examine you. Because I would, you know, I'd say get a second opinion on that.
Yeah, please. Yeah, because you're really going to, there are really, you don't have to take estrogen therapy or anything like that. I'm sure there are other.
We could get you down here in our stirrups.
Absolutely.
And see just what's doing.
You know, it's really nothing probably that a little 3-in-1 oil won't be able to take care of.
Yeah.
A little motion lotion.
But you don't want that really, do you, Sarah?
No, I just want him to
You just want him to have sex with another woman.
Yes.
See, that doesn't make sense.
All right, but what happens when he's banging her, and like I say, then when you decide that you want to get back on that horse again, do you really think that a guy is going to say, sure, you know, you set me up with this beautiful, I'm sure she'll be younger than you, whoever the girl is. A younger, hotter girl who you've been banging for years, now stop. You really think he's going to stop and start banging you?
Why wouldn't he?
Well, do you have an open marriage as it stands now?
No, no. Well, actually, I told him, like I said, that he could go out and go to bed with someone if he wanted to, but he hasn't elected to do that.
What did he say?
What did he say about what?
Oh, you see, I get very, very wary with the repeat of the question. What did he say when you said go bang anybody? What was your husband's response?
Oh, and he said, well, because I told him to go out, you know, just to find someone. And he said, well, he doesn't want to go out and buy anyone. He doesn't know a lot of people and everything, so.
He doesn't pay for it. I know a lot of guys who used to say that all the time. Hey, I don't pay for it. I've never paid for it.
The type of person to go out and hang around in bars or clubs.
No, just something like that high school boys say, right? High school boys who wouldn't know a hooker if she walked up and bit him on the ass.
I've
still,
never paid for it.
It was a cool thing to say, right?
Robert De Niro said it recently.
I don't pay for it.
Yeah.
So, Sarah.
Yes.
This is strange. This is very strange.
We would have to speak to your husband before we helped.
Okay.
So, if we put you on hold, would you give us a number where we could get in touch with him?
Well, right now he's probably in his car driving home, so...
You think he's listening right now?
Yes.
Did he put you up to this, Sarah?
No, he did not, I promise.
No. Sarah, I feel, you know, I feel kind of like, you know, you're talking to the bank robber, you know, it's like, no, please, do whatever he says.
No.
I don't know, maybe she's a beast.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a beast.
Well, then, this just doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't make sense. Besides, you could just take care of him.
Yeah.
Well.
Well what?
Well what?
Why don't you want to have sex with your husband?
Because I don't enjoy it.
At all.
Because of...
But how come you haven't pursued any other ways of maybe heightening the enjoyment?
It's fixable.
There really are other ways.
But even if you don't do anything... Why couldn't you just be a good girl, be a, like Jeannie with her master?
You know, if you're so willing to, you know, say go find another woman, I think that's right.
I would just rather him go ahead and have sex with another woman.
So you don't really want to have any sexual contact with him whatsoever?
No, not right now. I don't at all.
See, I'd have to talk to him to get some background, like what your sex life was before you went crazy.
Okay, well, hopefully he'll call in then, or how?
The first year of your marriage, how many times a week you figure?
Oh my goodness. It was like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And all that time.
He's very aggressive.
All that time, did you like doing it with him?
Yes.
You like sex?
Yes.
You like intercourse?
Yes.
All right, and now you have obviously lost interest in sex.
Yes.
Has that angered him in any way?
I don't think it's angered him, but I know he's very agitated that we don't have sex.
Okay. Listen, hold on. We'll try to get a hold of your husband.
Fascinating.
Okay? Because I don't know what to tell you. And you say this all because of menopause.
Uh-huh.
Get another doctor.
The menopause doesn't affect your hands, though, right? Right?
No.
Well, then, again, why wouldn't you just, you know, use your hands?
This is not normal.
You can actually, there are many, many ways. We're just a little confused here.
Is the menopause hurt your mouth?
Pardon me?
Has the menopause hurt your mouth?
Would it be unfair to say that perhaps you don't want to fix the problem you have?
Like I said, I'm not interested in sex at all right now.
That's the deal, guys. She doesn't want to. Even if she can fix it, she doesn't want. She don't want to go near this guy.
But your mouth is okay, and your hands are okay.
Yes.
Would you be interested in going near any guy?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment.
That's weird.
Wow. Boy, I bet you were a bad lay before you had menopause.
Oh, God. I bet you were.
Ask my husband about that.
I'd like to. All right, hold on a second.
He's the missing link here. We have to talk to him. This is fascinating. Charlie Broyhill has entered the studio.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello. The first girl for the beach house is in the lobby.
Oh, all right. We'll get her right in here in just a second. All right, then the beach house will be filled. Let me just call my expert witness on menopause. My wife.
I hope she's listening to this. And, you know, not only the therapy, you don't have to take, right? Can't you get, like...
Hello?
Stuff that, you know...
Hey, honey?
I was afraid you'd use me for your expert.
Well, you did have early menopause.
I know, like at 36.
Right? And we never had those problems.
No, because I love you and I have a good relationship with you, and any changes in my body, I want to try and correct medically. I mean, and if she really had a good relationship with her husband, and if she loved her husband, she'd be working on figuring how they can enjoy that together.
When you hit your early menopause, did you ever think about telling me it would be okay to go get another woman?
No, that's outrageous. No. No.
Sorry. I would pick our neighbor Bunny.
Oh, there's Bunny again. Bunny's name comes up.
If I had to pick a surrogate, I would pick Bunny because I know she's a close friend of yours.
Well, if I ever feel like telling you to take a hike, you'll be taking a hike. I mean, why would I want to live with you and wash your underwear if I didn't, you know, if I didn't want you for all the other reasons?
That's why I love you.
You're not just a prize to be around all the time.
Oh, you won the prize.
Yeah, right. I know.
Well, you listen to this woman, obviously, Frieda. What did you read between the lines? Because we're all very confused in here.
It's not medical problems that she has with her husband. It's mental. She's angry. She doesn't want to share that with her husband, or she doesn't like him. I mean, there have been times in every marriage when, even if it's only for a day, you're mad at your spouse, and the last thing you want them to do is come near you physically. I mean, it's not...
We've had a few of those days.
Yeah, right. And it's don't touch me, and you sleep as far on your side of the bed as possible.
Right, yeah. God, I've been there. Don't touch me.
Don't come near me. Or the old pull away. The old arm pull away.
I've had that before.
No.
Don't touch me. Well, I have to touch you because you keep leaving the room. Stay away from me.
So,
Yeah, that's happened to us.
You could probably help her in both ways. Yes, you could probably find her husband a surrogate. But you are such understanding, sensitive men, you could probably psychoanalyze her and help her that way.
We were, you know, believe it or not, I know you may mock us. We were trying.
Yeah.
We were really trying to get
I'm
to the bottom
that
of it.
Now, though. Yeah. I'm past that now.
Bring on the new broad for the husband.
Yeah, absolutely. And let him do it at our office. That's what I say.
You know, ask her why she wants to stay married.
Oh, hold on, let you ask.
That's a good question.
Hold on a second. Hey, Sarah, here's my wife who had menopause like about 4 years ago.
Okay. No, more than four.
Long time ago.
Sarah, did you...
She never stopped banging me, Sarah.
Did you hear what Frieda had to say, Sarah?
Yes.
And what do you have to say to that?
Well, I don't agree with her.
About what?
About what, Sarah?
About not wanting to have sex and because it's a mental problem.
Well, I think not that you're crazy, because I wouldn't say that to anybody's face, only my husband. But that you have...
one of our listeners, 60% chance.
You have problems with your husband that go beyond the physical, because if you didn't, you'd go to a doctor, and hormone replacement is only... It's like taking the pill. It's only, you know, a daily hormone replacement pill, and you've got your estrogen back up to where you left it.
I realize that, but I'd be elected not to take that, because I don't want to have that into my body.
Well, there's another thing you don't want to have in your body, too.
You had two things in your body before you had menopause.
Yeah.
And plus, even in if you read it, homeopathic medicine, in countries like Asia, there's no word for, from what I understand, there's no word for hot flash, because if you take tofu...
All right, honey, listen, I want to give everybody just a
quick time out here.
This is the point when I'm listening to my wife that I stop listening, and I just did.
Because
now she's blah, 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 blah. Yeah. All right, thank you, honey.
If you eat tofu every day, that's a natural estrogen.
I think she needs some penicillin.
All right,
I love you. Thank you for your expertise.
Yeah,
thank you. I didn't mean to cut you off in the middle of your medical lecture there.
No, I'm sure you did.
All right, well, honey, I want people to listen to the show.
All right, goodbye.
You can lecture me tonight when I get
home.
Right. I love you.
I'll save it all for you.
All right, bye-bye. I love you.
Tofu, lots of tofu. That's how Surf avoided menopause.
Well, I tell you what. Hold on, Sarah.
Hold on a second. We're coming right back.
Hello?
Hello.
All right, now here's Mark. Mark is Sarah's husband.
Ah.
This is the guy who is married to the woman that called our show a couple of hours ago and said that she wanted to find a woman to have sex with her husband because she had menopause and she no longer wanted to have sex with him.
How you doing, Mark?
Not bad. And yourself?
Great. Now, Mark, is this story on the level?
Yes, it is.
Now, what do you make of all this, Mark? What's your take on all this?
Well, I think it's fantastic. Now, my wife is secure enough to trust me and allow me to do that.
Now, your wife told us that she had told you to do this before and that you've always hesitated.
She told you, that's right. Well, the bottom line is I'm a highly selective person. I'm not really looking to sleep around all over Washington, D.C. So,
now, what about the people that have called that says, you know, why don't you just try to work it out between the sheets with your wife?
So that's nice of them to say, but I think that being guys, you understand fully when you're married for a long time, you know, the bottom line is it goes down anyway, but I'm not going to force my wife to do what she doesn't want to do.
Well, now, here's the thing that we didn't get. Your wife said she had menopause, and she told us that it made it painful for her to have intercourse, and I said, well, does the menopause affect your hands or your mouth? And she said no. So the question is, how come you just don't get her to do other stuff with you?
She doesn't feel like it because of whatever her reasons are, and if it's not pleasurable for her,
all right, let me ask you.
Oh, I want it.
Before this whole menopause thing happened, would you consider your wife to be a good lay?
Yep.
Really?
So last 3 years, though, you haven't had any sex with your wife.
That's right, because of her condition.
Did she do everything for you?
Yep.
Really?
And now, you know, there when I talk to both of you, there seems to be more than the average amount of coldness between you two. Is there anything deeper than just the sex problem? Are you guys getting along?
Oh, yeah. We're perfectly happily married. We have a great life.
A great life, except your wife wants you to bang another girl. Here's a question that I asked your wife, and I'll ask you.
There you go, he said.
Now, your wife said that she's okay looking, but I'm guessing the woman, if you pick a woman, you'll pick a young hottie. So let's say you're banging this girl for about 3 years. And then your wife says, hey, guess what? My menopause is over. Do you really think that you'll be able to leave your young, nubile girl that you've been banging for 3 years to go back to your old cow wife?
Sure. I plan on being with my wife forever.
Okay.
I'm not looking for love and a relationship. I already have that.
So you're simply looking for raw animal sex.
Right.
And you're looking for a woman who is simply looking for raw animal sex, like a woman like Morgan.
Yeah, that's right. We already had one girl call and say she'd have sex with you.
Right, yeah, I heard on the radio.
Now, is your wife a beast?
Nope, my wife's beautiful.
What about you? Are you weird looking?
Nope, I'm handsome as heck.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, Mark?
I'd say Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams. All right.
You're colored.
Right.
Who knew that?
Billy D. Williams.
Yep. Is your wife colored?
No, my wife is white.
So it's hot interracial love.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that. Boy, this story just gets better and better.
It certainly does.
All right, well, listen, Mark, I tell you what. We're going to put you on hold for a second. We have to do it. I apologize. We're so behind on our breaks today. What with Jethro and with your wife calling our show.
I called in after I saw your Jethro thing going bad. I figured, well, this would be the best time to call.
Well, I'm glad you did. Listen, what we're going to do is get you and your wife on the line together. And if you and your wife,
mm-hmm.
if the stories jive up, then sure, we'd love to help you find a woman to have sex with. And furthermore, we'd love you to have that sex in our office during our show.
Is that necessary?
Well, that would be the finder's fee that we would ask in return for finding you a woman.
All right, okay.
Okay?
Okay, I'll negotiate with you on that. Then you have to make sure she's a beautiful woman.
Well,
how old are you, Mark?
I'm 42.
Ideally, we'd like to have you come down and pick this woman out yourself.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I just got to run all this by your wife, too.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, hold on, Mark. Okay.
Something's wrong. He doesn't find it strange that his wife... I don't know.
All right, now, is this the wife, Sarah?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Can you hold on, Sarah, now that we have you back? Hold on. When we come back... Sarah, did you hear your husband there?
Yes, I did.
And that's fine with you?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, hold
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
You can hear the passion. Hold on. We will really. Put the two of them together when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take one.
Quiet, please. Recording.
Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different. And yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. Right? You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, that real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No, they don't.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stop again.
He said, cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
That's right,
cut it.
It's better.
Take two.
Colonel, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. But now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
A real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust? It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp. New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. It every bit as finger licking good, you see. No, every bit of his finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes. All right.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake? We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five. Most folks have heard about.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good.
Right, I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
All right, let's bring Rudy in. Because Rudy's been waiting for his segment now for almost a half hour, and the whole thing with Jethro telling us to F off.
All right.
And we'll get Rudy's take on this. And maybe we'll also work in a sports report. Here he is from USA Today, America's number one sports guru, Rudy Martsky.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing, Rudy?
Hey, Rudy, you've been here all day for one of our more festive shows.
Tell ya, you know, I've been getting put down in a C team, then a D team, but I'm back.
Yeah.
And I miss Ella, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah. Now, did you hear the phone call from Jethro back there?
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there next to Cannon when he calls back in. And Cannon's going, I'll try to find him, which was Charlie. Kenneth's calling for Charlie.
Right.
Then he realizes Charlie's up in his office.
Right.
I mean, that's really nice that you guys are actually giving Charlie an office now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, anyway, he says, okay, I can't find him. What do you? And then I hear these blistering words coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
yes, ma'am. Rudy, before your report today,
yeah.
Have you heard this lady Sarah that called us?
Yes.
And her husband Mark is on the line. And now, kids, can you both hear each other?
Yep.
Yes.
As a major national columnist, Rudy, what is your take on the Sarah and Mark situation?
I think Sarah and Mark should work it out. I think Sarah's got to come across.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think she can't. 3 years menopause. I mean, my wife's going through menopause. We got no problems there. What's she seems to have no.
So you think
situation.
That Sarah and Mark really shouldn't look elsewhere? They should try to
to
strengthen their own marital situation.
Or Sarah should be helping Mark out.
Yeah. Right, like with the hands.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. See, I don't think Mark cares because Mark's so darn excited about the prospect of some new flesh.
Yeah. And see, I'd like to get a look at both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see what each of them is so eager to dump.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Mark and Sarah, you're both saying that the story is that you're a wonderful, loving couple. You have a great marriage. Sarah, you don't want to have sex anymore because of menopause, and you'd like to find a woman to just have sex with your husband.
That's right.
Hey, Sarah, do you ever see yourself having sex with Mark again?
Yes.
When do you think that would be?
I'm not sure.
Well, given, I mean, if you could predict, what
How about
you
this
think?
Weekend?
No, I don't think this weekend.
Really?
It's like, listen, let me give you an analogy. It's like if you're drinking red, white, and blue beer.
I don't drink beer.
Well, no, just bear with me.
You do much, Sarah.
So you're drinking red, white, and blue beer, okay? And all of a sudden, I don't know, you start drinking Heineken.
Sure.
After you drink the Heinekens for a elongated period of time, someone tries to give you the red, white, and blue.
Right.
You'll spit it out because you say, this tastes like crap.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you? Do you see in my analogy, you're the red, white, and blue, and the new girl will be the Heineken.
It'll be difficult to go back to the red, white, and blue after the Heineken.
No, because I'm very secure in my marriage.
And, Mark, I got to be honest with you, man. You know, I understand you're excited, and the prospect probably feels really good to you. But you know something? You could play it just a little more cool, you know, because you're jumping and going, oh, no, that won't happen.
I think every guy in that room wishes they were in my shoes.
Hey, listen, you know, I'm not saying that maybe there's not a part of us that doesn't.
It'd be great. No. It'd be great, but I wouldn't want to be in a similar situation that where the reason that my wife said I could go elsewhere was because there was literally no sexual relationship between me and my wife.
Mark, don't you think it's odd that your wife is the only menopausal woman on the planet who's refusing to give it up for you?
No, she's not the only one. I think we're the only one with enough courage to go ahead and call you guys.
Well, listen, I know Buzz's wife has been through it. I know my wife has been through it. Rudy's wife has been through it. Our wives still kept banging us.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but your wife has hormone therapy, and I choose not to do that.
But there are other options.
Why did you choose not to do that, Sarah?
Yeah, why?
Good question by the journalist, Rudy Marsky. What, Sarah?
Because of the medical reasons.
What medical reasons?
Because if they do the hormone therapy, there's more chance of breast cancer, et cetera, et cetera.
No, you're not doing anything with your breasts anyway.
They have new medicines.
You're not even drinking.
They have new medicines for that don't cause breast cancer.
I mean, your breasts don't even get a workout.
So there are lots of medical options. Is that what you're saying, Buzz?
Absolutely.
Well, see, what we're trying to do, Sarah, is we're trying to say, you know, maybe there would be an option here.
But
do you think there'd be an option?
Sarah?
No. Hello?
No.
Just not interested. Doesn't
care.
All
right, well, listen. Then here's what we'd like to do. We'll find a girl for you if you two can arrange a time to come down to our studios to be live in here.
Because you are asking an awful lot here, you see.
No, we're not asking much. As a matter of fact, I really prefer that you not have to be involved in it. That would be...
Well, no, I told you, that's the only way that we're going to pimp this deal for you, is that we got to eyeball your wife and we got to eyeball you.
Yeah, otherwise...
We can send you up, I guess you need to send some
personal... No. You either come down here or forget it.
Or forget the whole deal.
Right. Well, we'll see what you can come up with.
Well, no. I'm not going to show you what we can come up with until you come down here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, we can do that.
All right, well, good. Hold on, and you'll set up a time. You know, better sooner than later, because you know our attention span.
Yep.
It's very short.
Right.
So, like, tomorrow would be good.
Hmm.
Tomorrow not good?
That tough for you, Mark. Mark, well, you want to maybe lie?
Hey, Mark, job.
Mark, while we get you laid, you maybe want to lay back in a chaise lounge while that's happening?
That doesn't sound bad.
It doesn't sound, you know, I can't figure out. If she's sick of you or you're sick of her, but either way, if you're so sick of each other, why are you using us as the middleman? Why don't you guys just split up?
Excuse me?
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, both of you. We'll see if we can get you down here tomorrow.
I would just like to say it would be, we would be a lot more enthusiastic if we liked these people a little more.
So maybe if we see them, we'll like them a little
more.
You'll love
them when you see me.
Or maybe we'll at least be able to.
She just said, Don, you will when you see her. You'll like her when you see her.
Well, okay.
Here's what I don't get.
I feel a little bad for Sarah. I really do.
Sarah, you must be a beast, because listen, I know how guys think. If you're not a beast, listen. Having a beautiful woman, you know why guys watch porno. I mean,
Well, Sarah, would you be interested in sex with maybe another man?
No.
Would his name be Rudy Marcy?
Listen, all I know is if your woman is hot, then you shouldn't have
problems right now, and she's not interested in sex.
She said that her
to trust me to go ahead and enjoy myself.
Crazy. All right. Yeah, but you know something, Mark? There might
We're trying to argue them out of it, and we just want you to come down here.
You know, and the thing is, here's what's weird. 9 times out of 10 on this show, the 3 of us, the 4 of us, everybody, we wouldn't be trying to argue them out of it, but there's something that's making us argue this point.
I'm going to have to see both of you, so let's see if
we'd like to come down there and do what tomorrow?
We would like to just sit what we're doing. Just look at you guys
and
talk to you.
And Mark, you could be just a little more grateful.
I am. I'm grateful.
I mean, for a guy who's getting no poon,
you know,
as we stand to be the guys that could be delivering that to you.
Well, you just kind of sit there,
I wanted to get laid. I could do that, but, the ball.
Oh, really?
I'm not interested in just running around and.
Well, wait a minute.
How things are today.
You're saying if you wanted to get laid, you could do that.
That's right.
How could you do that, Mark?
Like any other man, go out and find a woman and do that.
Well, what's the difference between doing that and doing it through us?
Well, I wasn't really planning on doing it through you. I was just planning on getting you to find me a young lady to
like what? So we'd be your pimp? What do we get out of it?
$20.
This way, costs a lot more than $20 for me to get you laid, Mark. Listen, come down here tomorrow, okay? Both of you kids.
What time tomorrow?
Well, the show's from 3 till...
We have a long way from you guys.
Yes, the show's from 3 till 7.
3 till 7, okay.
So leave early.
Okay. So what do we do? Just walk up to the window?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, walk up to the drive-thru window.
Hold on.
Talk into the clown's mouth.
We will tell you.
I don't know why there's a...
They might be on the level.
Might be totally on the level, but for whatever reason, we're all trying to talk about it.
Here's more theories. Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Ready for your theory?
I think Sarah's cheated on Mark, and that Mark's a big tub of goo, and this is her way of getting over the guilt.
All right. Thank you. Here's another theory. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'd like to believe him, but can you just, give him a couple easy questions just to verify individually, like where they're married, where they're born? I just think...
How would we know the answers, though? They could lie to us.
This is the second call that is disputing whether they are married at all.
I understand what you're saying. If they both give the same answer.
Right.
Well, separately. Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
My theory is this. If she's going to let him cheat, she's going to let him cheat, and she's not going to understand until it's all over and done with that he's going to leave her for another woman. So if she's going to be that stupid to let him have sex with another woman, don't worry about it. Just let him do it.
Well, I want to see him. I want to see them first.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're pretty scary looking.
But you understand that it's the way they're talking that's bothering us.
Sarah says she's hot.
Hello, Don and Mike. Rudy, people lie.
Hello. I'm listening to this.
What?
I'm listening to this discussion here on this man and this woman. And it just, to me, you guys are saying that he's not excited and everything like this. It just sounds like an unhappy situation.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you haven't got laid for 3 years, wouldn't you be a little, down?
I would venture to say, if that's the truth, that old Mark has probably sampled some other goods before.
Right. Hello, Don, on my show. A guy's balls could only get so blue. I mean, you go to sky blue, and then you go to midnight blue, and then you go to that blue that's, a lot of people think indigo. The Chicago Bears, indigo.
Indigo blue.
Right. The color of the Bears' helmets. A lot of people think that it's black, but it's actually a very dark blue.
A very rich, deep, dark blue.
A dark blue hue over his balls.
Very blue.
Don and Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Not to sound racist or anything like that, but I think this is more of a black thing than anything else.
How could that be? She's white.
No, I work with a lot of black people, and all the guys have got...
All right, hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
he knows.
Hello. I know that. I know what's going on here.
What?
He's pipping her out. And, hey, this is a whole scam. You'll find out tomorrow, okay?
All right, leave your name and number, and if you're not and if you're not right, what do we get out of it?
Hey, baby.
Send us your hand.
Yeah.
Send us your hand.
Send us a finger. Hello, Dynamite.
Yeah, crap detector big time.
Well, listen, let's see if they show up tomorrow, okay?
I got a hunch. It's for one thing, she's too evasive about doing the medical treatment. I agree with Buzz. There's too many alternatives.
But listen, hey, lady, what about this, though? If it's a crap detector, we're not doing a contest. We're not offering a prize. What do they get out of it?
You've had a lot of people call up where all they wanted was to get airtime.
Yeah. You know,
okay, maybe.
I don't think it'd be a bad idea to suggest they bring along a marriage certificate if they
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, yeah, I want to talk to Donna Mike about this situation.
Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
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 Well, I just think that you're judging her too quickly.
Oh, yeah. My God. How could we be judging her too quickly?
Because she was on a lot of long time she was on.
What?
I'm going to judge you quickly. I bet you like jelly.
Women who go through menopause have lots of...
Honey, listen, my wife went through menopause. Buzz's wife went through menopause. Rudy's wife went through menopause.
Mine went through it for the longest time.
All very dry. They were all very shaved. They all had a lot of uncomfortable stuff, but they never stopped banging.
Well, maybe that's just her choice, though.
Ah, you're frigid. What do you know?
What do I...
Ah, come on.
My wife is going to go through menopause, too, in 30 years.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Mike's wife is much younger than he is, really.
Yeah, I know that.
Hello.
Hello.
Donna Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, great, thank you.
Hey, listen, maybe they're just like some swinging couples or something, you know?
Well, listen, we've got the answer now. They say they will be in our studios tomorrow.
Excellent.
All right, and we'll find
maybe
out.
Maybe they can have sex right there in the office.
That was my idea, sir. Try listening to the show. All right, bye-bye. Rudy, do you have a sports report?
Yes, I do.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back. We decided to bring a couple in, all right? We're going to forego another Can You Get to Ted. We'll get to that sometime soon. Let me make it up to you here with the toe. Tapping, touch, tones.
Excellent.
We just played the commercial of the $5,000 show on Monday, June 1st. Love for you to be a part of that. Be call 100 right now. Century caller at 1-800-636-1067. We'll give you something partially made out of plastic.
Wow.
Qualify you for the big June 1st show when someone wins... $5,000.
That is going to be a big show. It's always very exciting.
To pay off all their credit cards.
Wow.
Yeah, one person, $5,000, and we're only involving 50 listeners.
So your odds are very good. Heck of a lot better than the Lotto.
Courtesy of Advantage Title.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bring a woman in.
Yes.
How about just the woman?
Mm-hmm. Sarah, right? This is Sarah. Let's bring in Sarah.
She doesn't look anything like I thought she'd look like.
No, no.
Look at her. Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi,
Sarah.
Hi.
How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
We'll tell you something. I'd do you. I would definitely do you.
I told you it wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for an older lady, you're okay. I'd do you.
Yeah.
How you doing, Sarah? You got what? No desire in sex?
Well, no, I really don't.
You really don't?
Mm-mm.
All right, this is a lady called our show yesterday. At first, we thought it might be a goof. Now we see that it's real.
That's a drag. It must be a drag for your husband because you are a very attractive woman, and that's kind of. We really grilled you yesterday. You hung in there.
I know,
you wanted to help this husband out. You said you want to get him another woman because
that's right.
It's still you can understand how it kind of makes people wonder and question and you know have different questions about why you want to do that because it's just kind of unusual.
Maybe because I love him dearly. You know, I just want to help him out a little bit. You know, it's my problem. So
you're not having an affair, are you?
Absolutely not.
No.
Because I would tell you something, older girl, you're hot.
Thank you.
You're hot. Turn around. Can I look at you? Turn around.
Sure.
Look at that. Okay. Look at that. Visible panty line and everything.
Obviously keeps herself in shape.
Yeah, you see?
What? Oh, look at that. Wow.
But you... no interest whatsoever.
No,
none.
Right. No, I don't.
Really?
Man.
I know. It's unbelievable. But...
So it's, and you said 3 years, right?
Yeah.
3 years. And so your husband must be a little bit, right?
So, well, hell. I'm going to call Don and Mike because they would know what to do. Because I told you yesterday that I said he can go out and buy someone. And he doesn't want to do that.
You don't want to buy someone. You know, I'm telling you. No, she kind of looks like... Let me take a good
look
at you.
Now that I see her, it just actually kind of... your personality. I mean, you're just, I'm believing you more than I did on the phone. Yesterday, I believe I was saying, you know, something else has got to be going on. But now I'm seeing it, and I'm just like saying, well, okay.
She kind of looks like a skinnier Bob Newhart's wife from his...
Suzanne Pleshette.
From his Good Show, where he was the psychologist.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, maybe it's your husband.
No, he's wonderful.
Because I'm looking at you thinking... You're not an impossible challenge. I could probably.
It's not his problem. It's mine. It's
guys,
and you're just really not interested in, you know, pursuing any of the therapies or anything like that. You simply.
No.
Do you just want to wait, or are you maybe just saying, I'm just not interested anymore?
My gynecologist, she wanted to go through this hormone therapy thing, and I said, well, no, I didn't want to do that because I don't want to take all this stuff into my body.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, you're just going to have to wait. And I said, well, I will just do that. And my husband's been very understanding to this point. It's been like 3 years.
It's a waiting game.
Yes.
A waiting game. Or did they give you any time limit?
No.
No, really? Did they say that in some cases perhaps the wait might be for eternity?
Well, let's hope not.
Mm-hmm. You used to like sex.
I love sex.
You used to like it.
Yes.
If you were to look at a picture of one of those gay magazines, okay, with lots of guys, would you... Do you still have an interest in looking at something like that?
Not really.
Not really?
It just doesn't really interest me at all right now.
How old are you?
Well.
How old are you?
Okay, I'm 54.
54. Wow.
Pretty good for 54. Pretty strong for 54.
Absolutely.
I would put a woman like you on my magic stool in an instant. You know, the device I was talking about where you could just check someone out naked. They would just step around on your little stool and you'd be able to see what they look like naked.
All right. But you've got a lot of guts, I mean, to come into our forum and to do this.
Oh, she wants us to find a woman for her husband.
My husband listens to you every day on the way home from work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was... told him before. I said, well, go ahead and buy yourself, you know, a woman. And he said, no, he doesn't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Don and Mike. I said, they'll know what to do. And he said, yeah, right. I'm sure you're going to do that. And I said, yes, I am.
All right, well, listen, she's on the level.
All right.
Listen, go back to the green room. We have to interview the husband.
Okay. Yes, we do.
Before we find out about getting you a...
Because we're going to try to help
a woman.
We're also going to give him a talking to.
All right, now here's our call 100 while we're waiting for the guy to be brought in. Hello.
Excellent.
I tell you.
Hello.
She's an old broad, but...
54. All women should look that good at 54.
Pretty well put together.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hi, who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
Tampa.
Oh, here comes the husband. Look at
here
him.
Here he comes.
Look at him. How you doing, my friend?
Hello.
Dave, Tampa, Florida. Hi. Listen, you're caller number 100.
I can't believe it.
So for you, we have from Blockbuster a blank videotape so you can watch the last episode tonight or not watch it or tape it or whatever you want. And you've also... Look at this guy. You kind of look like Ron Brown, that guy that was killed in the plane crash.
Yeah, good-looking guy. A good-looking guy.
Your wife's hot.
Super hot.
Your wife's hot.
You lost a lot of weight, too.
Thank
you. That's what you mean.
Thanks. It's got to be a drag, because you'd be frustrated.
You can't do the job on that? Well, you know, like I said, what do I want to do? Force it?
Yeah. Oh. All right. Look, Tampa Bay, thanks for listening. Call 100. You win the prize, and you also qualify for our big $5,000 show on June 1st.
I could use that.
All right, we'd love to pay off all your credit card bills up to $5,000. Hold on a second, please.
Thank you.
And Robe Spiewak will be your surrogate on our June 1st show.
Now, your wife is 54, and how old are you, sir?
I'm 42.
You're 42, so a younger man, much younger man.
Right.
Probably
you know what?
Lots of needs.
Now I look at him, and I see, kind of Ron Brown, but you know who else? You stand in front of the microphone. Let me give you a good look at you.
Okay.
You know, maybe a little heavier in the face, but kind of like Warren Moon.
A little Warren Moon.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You said Billy D. Williams yesterday. You look like a guy who keeps himself in shape, right?
Yeah. I like to get in better shape.
Yeah.
So when you used to do it with your wife all the time, you have a good sex life?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
She was never unresponsive. She never...
No, not at all.
And you guys, I get the impression right now talking to you and seeing you guys in person that you guys are very open with your sexuality. I mean, it's just like you are unfazed. Yesterday, I thought there might be a million different things.
No, they're on the level. These two are on the level.
And you came in and, you know, because usually in a situation like that, people are going to say, yeah, we'll come in. And then we never hear from them again. But you came in and now you both seem very sincere.
Yeah.
Listen, would you mind? Here's what I want to do. Bring your wife in. We'll just see you kiss her.
Okay.
Okay? I want to see you kiss her. Really try to give her your best shot.
And well, then, I think you guys opened us up to being open. You know, I think I listened to you talking to your wife, Rita. I think, you know, you talk pretty open about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks,
and you
right?
talk about your wife sparingly.
Yes, not nearly as open as he does. That certainly won't be changing anytime in the near future. That is his part of the program, and that's the way it will be forever. I want to make that real clear to you.
Well, you never know.
Very good.
Your wife's a good-looking woman.
Thank
she
you.
Is. Handsome woman.
You're a handsome man.
All right, thank you.
Let me see you two kiss.
I really wish we could wave a magic wand and you guys could, you know, pop up to the office right
now. Well, I'll give them that opportunity. First, mm-hmm.
Let me see.
No, no, step in front of the microphone.
And it was a very friendly, it was like kissing your auntie.
Let me see you kiss your wife,
kiss
please.
All right, give her a good, a real good, kiss passionate kiss.
The way that a man kisses a woman. There you go. And Rob, would you mic that, please?
No.
You giving her any? You giving her any?
No.
You French kiss her?
You know, I got to be honest with you. It's Sarah, right? And
Mark.
And Martin?
Mark.
Mark, your heart wasn't in that, Mark. You got to go
Come on,
for
Mark.
It, Mark.
No, that's okay. I think we're past on the having sex on the radio.
No. We don't want you to have sex right now on the radio. We just want to be sure before we go down the next step, which is to find your woman. You know, I got to be honest. I looked at your wife. What did I say? I think every guy in this room, given the opportunity, we all think.
Mm-hmm.
We could probably cure your wife of this problem.
Well, I'm sure you could.
She's a good-looking lady.
And once again, even though, you know, I don't for a minute doubt your sincerity, both of you right now, but even more so now I say to myself, God, try something else. Try an
option. Okay, honey, let's strip.
No, not here. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about
I'd like to see your wife naked. Well, I would like to size her up.
If we don't understand, Mike would like to see me naked.
Well, listen, give your wife
That's
a real kiss.
That's not going to happen.
Give your wife a real kiss. That's all we ask.
One real kiss.
Give her a real romantic kiss.
All right. I think it's because of the radio that they're being
handsome. The guys watching so we can...
Yeah, we're going to watch.
There you go. All right.
More than that. Come on, more than that. There you go. Come on. Come on now. Menopause doesn't affect your lips.
Okay.
Did you guys bring the marriage certificate?
Yes.
All right. Here's the
okay.
Here's
all right. No, I believe.
Here's what's weird about that. I'm watching them kiss, and I'm noticing that she's more into it than he is.
Absolutely.
When they're kissing, it's like you weren't even trying. I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Well, hurt your feelings, but I'm standing here in a room full of men kissing my wife.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's a good response too. That's
you
a good response too.
Like that in that kind of situation.
Well, I have French kissed my wife in front of all these guys. Every time my wife comes in, I French kiss her.
And I hate it when you do that.
I do. I don't like watching you. I don't like watching you make out with your wife when I'm sitting here. You think I go, like, oh boy, that really gets me going.
That's what I thought. It has nothing to do with your wife. It has everything to do with you. I'm watching you
really?
Over there. That's yes. Just
my big hairy purple tongue.
You feel the same way with me right there.
Oh, that's true.
I enjoyed it. Let me ask you a question. Do you wish that you could wave, if you could wave a magic wand and have your wife hot to trot, hot for you, do you wish that was the solution? Do you wish that would work out?
I love my wife exactly the way she is.
No. You didn't answer the question.
Mm-hmm. Ask the question again.
If you could wave a magic wand and have her very interested in sex and make all this other woman stuff go away.
I'd be perfect.
That would be the solution.
I'd be the solution.
The solution to the problem.
Magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
I don't have a magic wand. Don't look at me like that.
I bet you have a magic wand that don't use very much.
Yeah, that wand's getting bigger every day.
Look at your wife. Your wife has a sexy laugh, and she laughs at the dirty jokes and stuff. I can't believe that you're sitting around with her and that she's not responsive at all.
Yeah, it's a drag. It's really frustrating.
Well,
and
I work 7 days a week to accomplish goals that I've set for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And these are long-term goals. These aren't goals that I have just for tomorrow. So with doing that, you know, that's another problem.
You're interesting. So what you're saying is part of it, too, because you work all the time.
Well, if you want to say that, I love working.
You love working. Also,
I love the life that I have.
You love work or sex more?
Sex.
Sorry, sex. That's the right answer.
It's difficult sometimes when you're working 7 days a week to get the sex in, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's you.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? The woman that we select, or the woman that calls in and says that she would like to do this with you, would you like...
One?
What?
Just one?
Oh, my God.
I see that throws
me
for a loop.
We were under the impression we were going to walk in and have three women lined up.
No, you were under the impression.
Listen, we didn't even know for sure that you guys were going to show up today. You guys showed up. We'll find you a woman by tomorrow. Trust me, we'll have women calling us who will want to take part of this experiment.
Listen, I know you, okay? I know underneath this hard-working man exterior is the horn dog of all time, all right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Boy, I don't know what to do with you guys.
I mean, I guess we'll find you a woman. I guess if that's really what you guys would like, okay. Would you like the woman to look like your wife?
Sure.
Sure.
Exactly like my wife. That would be perfect.
Exactly like your wife. And you are unfazed by this.
No.
Totally confident. You look confident. I mean, you
I
do.
I told you yesterday. I'm confident. You know, yeah. I'm absolutely confident in my marriage. I have no qualms about that.
You guys been married how long?
Hold on.
9 years.
9 years?
9 years.
Right. Known each other over 10.
Right. Hold on a second. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Kim Buzz.
Hi.
How you guys doing today?
Great, thank you. Are you calling to be the third member of this experiment?
Only if it involves you, Don.
Oh, dear. This isn't the lady.
Sheriff Karen.
Is this Sheriff Karen?
Yeah.
Sheriff Karen, no. Sheriff Karen's very bad.
You calling your wife right
now? Yes, I am. I want her to know.
Sheriff Karen.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, dear. Calling home right now.
Calling home right now. Right this second.
Mm-hmm.
Just my luck. The phone doesn't work, and I hung up on Sheriff Karen.
Meanwhile, we have Sarah and Mark here.
Well, I got my own marriage to worry about here. Okay? I still have sex with my wife, and I want to make sure I can still have sex with my wife.
It was just that, you know, you didn't make that call, Don. Sheriff Karen made that call.
I know.
It's not your fault. And you got her off the phone as soon as you could.
I want my mommy to know. Hey, Barney?
Yeah.
Put mommy on.
Okay, wait there.
Thank you.
Mom, what's that?
Greatest guy in the world calling home.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I said it's just the greatest guy in the world calling home.
Why?
Well, because I'm just a good guy. I treat your mom right.
Oh. Okay.
How'd your track meet go today?
Fine.
How'd you do?
Play second?
Great. What, you have a better time than you did last time?
Yeah.
Cool.
By 0.3 seconds.
So. I'm proud of you. Where's mommy?
Oh, she's right here.
Okay, put her on.
Thank you. Hello?
Guess who just called me?
Boo-boo.
Sheriff Karen.
Oh.
Guess what I did?
Well, what?
I hung up on that bitch.
Right away.
What? You don't have to call her a bitch, but that's so good.
I hung up on her.
All right. Well, very good.
All right, honey.
All right, boo-boo. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's how you have a good marriage.
Right? Absolutely.
Points for you.
Yeah. Now, here we go. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi. Were we speaking to you before?
Mm-hmm.
This is a new line. I picked up a new line.
A new lady. This isn't Sheriff Karen. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Melissa.
This is Sheriff Karen again.
It is me. Don't hang up on me, please.
Oh,
Sheriff Karen. I want to apologize.
Listen, please.
I just want to apologize.
Gotta get her off that line, Don.
I know. Hung up, Mike.
Get her off that
line. Poison Ivy.
I hung up. All right, listen, you kids, stay right here. Let's open up these lines for everybody except Sheriff Karen.
See if we can make some kind of unusual love connection here.
If you're a woman and you would like to have sex with this guy, call us because his wife's all for it.
Right.
He's a good-looking guy. I told you, kind of looks like the late Ron Brown. Looks kind of like Warren Moon of the Minnesota. Look at that. Look at she touches him.
And there was no response from him at
like,
all.
She's proud of him. I'm saying what a good-looking guy is, and she's rubbing his head and stuff.
You know, I'm right, Mark. Maybe it's the radio. Maybe you're a little uptight because it's the radio, but those arms were folded, and you didn't even acknowledge that gentle caress.
Right.
I'm telling you, I could loosen your wife up. I could cure her of this. I'm positive. But we'll find a woman for you. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with us.
About 9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several would be about 9.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said, I didn't say 7 or 8, I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said 9.
Nine, good, thank you.
Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions and little baby lions were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And Hans. You really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just a... kind of catch up on a little, little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the Wild Animal Farm.
It's all right. It's all right. It's okay.
But you're upsetting me.
I don't want to upset you.
I went down, Joan, and
I know you did. That's all right. It's all right.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down and...
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there. And
I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
The Don and Mike Show.
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
All of the other... All right, there's a lot of people who have different theories, and there are some women who are interested in the proposition of having sex with this guy.
Yep.
So let's go through these calls in the order that they came into the show. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
It's Christina.
Hi, you're one of the girls that's interested.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really? Why is that?
I because I'm not being satisfied at home.
Are you married too?
Yes.
Ooh, now, would you tell your husband, or would this be an illicit affair?
It's the kind of thing that I could probably tell him, but he wouldn't want to be involved in it.
All right, well, you would have to tell him.
Yes.
Since most likely, if we do go through with this, okay. You know, the affair will happen up in our office.
Right.
Yes, in the legal department working up the paperwork right now.
Yeah, this is a weird one. Now, listen, for everybody wondering... We checked their driver's licenses. Mm-hmm. We looked at their marriage license.
Mm-hmm.
They're married.
Yeah.
You know, we even had the theory that they might be brother and sister.
Right.
But they're married. We still don't know what they're up to, but they're married.
I don't think they could be brother and sister.
Well, it happens, Mike. All right, listen. One of the theories that we had out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's black and she's white, but mm-hmm. It's happened before. Right? What about a One Life to Live?
Yeah.
How come on One Life to Live there's a brother and sister?
You're right.
And one of them is, the girl is black and the guy is white. And there's no doubt about it. They're not like in between. She's black, he's white. All right, that's a made-up show. I know that's what you're going to say.
Yeah. All right, thank you for saying it for me.
All right, well, if you're interested, hold on, please. Mike, what about Different Strokes?
Oh, you're absolutely... Yeah. Now, there's reality.
Yeah.
Soap operas are one thing. Don, what you talking about?
Hello. Hello, Don, Mike Show.
Hey, maybe they have clown suits in their crawl spaces. You got to ask them. I just don't trust them.
All right, thank you. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don?
Yeah.
I think I know what's going on. I don't think the woman had an affair yet. She wants to have an affair, except that she wants to have an affair with a woman.
Well, you know, I think we've asked her if she wants to be a lesbian, and I think the answer was always no.
Yeah, I'm not sure that she wants to have an affair with a woman as much as you want her to have an affair with a woman.
I don't think so. I think she's going through denial, so
all
she's
right.
not going to answer. So she's not going to say yes.
Okay, all right. Dr. Miguel Katz calling.
Thank you, Mr. Beachtel. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a brief story. I got married when I was 32 years old.
Yes, sir.
And married a woman that was 27, and so she spent about 2 years trying to break my ways, which was very hard. And we went to some counseling.
Was this when you were living in a van down by the river?
Chris Farley. We were just laughing about Chris Farley.
In a van down by the river.
Went through about 8 months without sex and went to a counselor. And after about 8 months, we made passionate love.
Yeah,
I thought, well, everything's cool.
That's one thing
I got up the next morning,
that.
And my wife says, no, everything's not cool. And I said, what about last night? She said, I knew you needed it. So I do not buy this lady's story. So.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Good. Thank you, Matt.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Matt Foley, everybody. Call on the show.
Hi,
hello,
Mike.
Hi there.
Actually, I was listening to you all the way home in the car, and I kept trying to get a hold of you. These people that are calling in and saying that this woman's probably having an affair and this, that, and the other thing. Okay, I'm 51 years of age, and there are five women in my office around the same age. We're all going through this right now, and you're going to hear more and more about this from women.
You mean that women that aren't interested anymore because they've gone through menopause?
It's partially that, but it's something, in fact, they actually devoted to
it. What is that ridiculous? Oh, it's a clock. It's the
I'm sorry. It just went off. The thing is, Lisa, who does, you know, a talk show, not one of the sleazy ones, actually devoted an entire program.
You mean Lisa Gibbons?
Yeah.
You said Lisa.
No, it's Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa. Pronounce, for God's sake, pronounce the Z.
Lisa.
But the thing about it is it really, it isn't that we don't love our men, it isn't that they're not.
Hold on. Slow down. I believe you're not interested in sex. I can tell that by listening to you.
I have a thing to say after that. Go ahead.
But here's my question. Let's say that you're not interested. I'm talking to you now.
Okay.
Wouldn't you, if you loved your husband, wouldn't you either just lie there, or if it hurt too much, wouldn't you do stuff to him?
Uh-huh.
I mean, how would you feel about it, you know, if your husband said the only alternative is to get another woman, you know, a strange woman.
Well, see, I don't see that as an alternative.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
The reason I say that is, I see what you're saying as far as would I want to just kind of accept things and be a nice person about it.
As far as I'm concerned, let me just say this. That'd be a perfect relationship because the wife would simply serve the husband's needs.
Michael, tell him to stop saying that.
Don, stop saying that.
Hello.
God, Don
and Mike show, but wouldn't that be the perfect relationship? You never have to worry. Well, I don't worry a lot about my wife's needs as it is now, but
there you go.
I mean, it would totally take the pretense away.
You don't think for a second. You may be in the perfect relationship.
Except she doesn't do stuff to me.
And she likes it.
Yeah, my wife's good at sex.
That didn't come out right.
You know what I meant.
She's good at sex.
Mr. Clean.
Very good at sex.
My wife's good at sex.
Look who's here. It's Mr. Clean.
Hi there, kids. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Tamara from Austin.
Hi.
For some reason, our station went to commercials, like, right after you got back.
All right. That's because we didn't play all of our commercials. That's a problem with our network. If we don't play all the commercials by the end of the show, they have to make sure they get the commercials in.
So I'm missing all this.
Right.
Oh, man.
Well, listen, trust me, it'll bleed into tomorrow's show.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna probably have to, you know, deal with this also. It's gonna be ongoing.
Listen, Buzz hasn't even had time to do his news yet today. Oh. I'm thinking about bagging that too, because I'm gonna get home to have my special Jerry Seinfeld nachos platter.
Yeah.
Nachos a la Jerry.
Bueno.
I can't believe it. I'm gonna miss Buzz.
All right. Well, everybody's gonna miss Buzz today.
Everybody or
just you?
Come on, lady.
Let's see. This is the lady that still wants to sleep with the guy, right?
Right.
Okay, hold on. We'll bring the couple in for our next break.
And that lady's married, we should point out. That lady's married.
Right. Oh, that's right. I think you'd probably have to be single.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Because already someone from our legal department has called in. If the person's married, it's adultery, and that's illegal in Virginia.
Right.
Where we do the show from. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Well, isn't it adultery if he does it with a single woman? It's adultery for him, even if he has permission. I hate it when the legal department calls.
Well, maybe they won't call back about that question.
Yeah. I think that's their choice that we had nothing to do with.
I think we'll just take a cue from Ken Stevens, and we will just avoid that situation. We'll just put our line on hold so the lawyers can't call us
there
today.
You go.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, this is Marcy from Mobile.
Hello, Marcy.
Hi. I say exactly the same thing that the lady a couple times ago said as far as not feeling like you want to have sex. I'm in my 30s.
We're getting lots of calls from women like that right now. As a matter of fact, about 40 of them are outside the studio now, and they're banging on the windows.
It's really true, and there was something on.
Those are all the women that work here, Mike. They've all locked their keys in their car. They're all trying to get in right now.
And I'm the same way. I feel real bad for my husband, and I try to please him too, but I just don't have any interest, so it's like I'm forcing myself.
So do you want him to go out and get another woman?
No, not at all. I think that's wrong.
That's where we divide.
See,
okay.
That ain't right. Talk to your doctor.
I know, and I really should, and now I'm you know, telling this person to go see a doctor, and then I'm in my 30s, you know, 34 years old, and I really should go see a doctor too.
Yeah.
Christina Ferrari was on Oprah one time. And
Christina Ferrari.
Yeah, she's gone through the same thing. And I think actually there's a cream or something that women can apply.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder kind of now about the Viagra.
It's called Please Your Man Cream.
Please Your Man Cream.
Have a nice big tube of Please Your Man Cream.
Well, it's on my show. And then your wife will be good at sex.
She'll be very good at sex.
How you got in the background,
if,
Erica?
If she uses the tube of Please Your Man Cream.
Hello.
Hello.
Donna Mike.
Yeah. I just want to tell him I think it's kind of a scam going on.
All right. Listen, first off, genius, Mr. Private Eye, you're talking to us.
Oh, I am. Okay. Yeah. I got
right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry.
Hey. Now that you have processed that little factoid.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I think they may be married, but I think that maybe they aren't together anymore just because she's...
Shut up. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, have you guys sent anyone on this call yet?
Well, no, we haven't asked for the call. We're still trying to figure out if we should get this guy late or not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not listening to the show, guy.
All right, thanks, guy.
Thanks a lot, bud. Take it easy.
Bye-bye. What did he say?
I don't know. I didn't understand him. But he was holding a tube of Please Your Man Cream. This is so interesting. This is fascinating.
Yeah. All right, one last call. Then we're going to do a commercial, and then we have to bring them in and decide what we're going to do with them.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Donna Mike. We have to do it.
Hello?
Hello.
How you doing? This is Wes from Sacramento.
Hey, Wes.
Hey, is the network still cutting you off at 9 to 4 every day?
Yeah, how many times do we have to explain this? If we don't play all the commercials by 4 o'clock California time, the network cuts us off to play the commercials.
Right, I know, but you keep saying that you get caught up, and then they cut you off as soon as you...
Right, I'm getting caught up, and we're still behind. What do you want?
I just want to make...
What do you want, for God's sake? Come on. I'm Matt Foley, and I live in a... You know, you slowed the show down with this.
Sorry, man.
God damn it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you called.
Bye.
Turd.
You're the turd. I'm just trying to make sure you're not getting cut off.
Hey, well, listen, don't do me any favors. Don't worry about if someone's cutting me off.
I never
do what you're supposed to do. Listen to the show and shut up.
Well,
just listen and shut up. It's not two-way.
Hey, you're not on, so I can't hear you.
Shut up.
Bye.
That felt good.
I loved it, too.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I'm Matt Foley, and I live in a van down by the river.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Hi there. Just want to say you should not set these people up, or this lady up, or this guy up.
Why? Why?
Because we are like a child. And if you do what we want, you know it's going to be bad for us in the long run.
All right, here you go. That is a funny call. This guy's tracking with Jerry Seinfeld.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. Hold on. We'll come back after this break, and I promise we'll come to some kind of resolution with this couple.
Very
okay?
good.
It's almost Jerry Nacho's time. We'll be right back. Here's what I decided to do about these two people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're lying to us.
No, I don't either.
But there's something going on there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to issue them an ultimatum, which is, tonight, I want them to try real hard, pun intended,
mm-hmm.
to do some stuff. Now, can't tell you the stuff because it's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do is write them out a list of things
to try
that we want them to try.
Right.
For instance, one of the things, I think we can say this on the radio, seriously, just have her take off her clothes
mm-hmm.
and just stand in front of the guy for a while. Right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe dance seductively.
Perhaps.
Like some women dance for their husbands.
And there will be more stuff that we're going to ask them to at least try. And what we're going to do is give them a real test.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know. And see, the problem is, we can't be specific
right.
in this arena about telling you what we want them to do.
No, we can't.
Right. But if we say to them specifically, like on tomorrow's show, okay, number 7,
mm-hmm.
how come you didn't do number 7?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? Let's say that number 7 on our list is, you remember what George Michael was doing?
Yes.
Okay?
Right.
All right. How come she doesn't just try that to him?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know where it falls apart. I'd like to know if... he's not able to.
Yeah, did you try this? Did you try number 1? Yeah. Did it work? No. Did you try number 2?
And why did it... Okay, bring him in.
All right.
Bring him in. And that way...
this might not be their happy ending.
No. Well, listen. It's a big step if we're going to get this guy laid.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be sure what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. I think that the vast majority of people listening to this show agree with you, including the majority of the staff who for some reason says, you know, don't do this.
Right. Nobody wants us to get this guy laid.
No. And I feel the same way. It's just there's something bad.
Well, I still want to get him laid. But I just want to make sure that he's going through every op. Look at her.
Hello.
See, here's what I think.
You've been very patient.
If you're standing there
patience.
Naked in front of me, okay, I couldn't help probably but get aroused.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, guys, you're great sports for coming down today. We know that you're real people. We know that you're married. We know you're not scamming us.
The popular sentiment among our listeners, among the people that work here, everybody kind of wants, I think, the happy ending here to be that you two try to work this problem out in whatever way you can. You understand where I'm coming from?
Now, we will help you find a woman to be the third party. Okay, I promise we will, if you will do one last thing. Did you hear what I just saying? Mm-hmm. That what we'd like to do is give you a list tonight of some things that we would like you to try.
A list that will help you and a list that will help you. You know, it's one list, but there are going to be things on the list that will help both of you, hopefully.
And then tomorrow we can talk to you on the telephone and we could say specifically, let's say thing number one. We could say what happened when you tried thing number one. See, because this is a hard discussion to have on the radio.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful.
Here's the thought.
Hey, maybe it'll help.
If your wife is standing naked in front of you, I'd like to know if you're aroused. Okay, now, if you're aroused, then I can't ask this stuff on the radio. That's why we have to write you a list of stuff.
Have to write a list and put some numbers on it.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll come up with 10 things, nothing kinky. They're all just real situations.
Yeah,
that we'd
this
like.
Is nothing kinky about this. This is normal behavior in the boudoir.
And
you know?
Then tomorrow, if we can get you on the phone, you'll have to come down again. We'll go through the list. And we just like to know the answers. What happened when you tried this? What happened when you tried this?
Because for both of you, you know what everybody's rooting for. Everybody right now that's been listening and following intently, everybody's rooting for you guys to get together. That's what everybody wants. That's what everybody wants, including all of us on the show. That's what we want to happen. And if that can happen, that would be pretty cool.
Hey, we appreciate that.
But if it can't...
And I like your attitude, Mark.
Yeah.
I like your attitude.
You know, and if it can't happen, at least we'll have some concrete evidence on why things aren't working. Okay, because we don't know if it's you, or if it's you. We don't know which one of you it is.
And you, all of a sudden, you take this list home, something might happen. You know, something might happen.
Something's happening now.
Wow. All right, see? Wow. Good man, look at that. Now listen, will you at least try the experiment tonight?
You will. Yeah, way to go, Sarah. I think
good.
That's good.
All right, good.
Terrific.
All right, well, who's going to write the list?
I was going to say Broyhill, but oh, my God.
We heard your list in the other room, so.
How about, you know what? Hey, Rob, you're a pretty sexual person.
Oh,
yes,
no,
he is.
No, no.
How about Rob?
No.
Oh, wait a minute.
We
got the one, the number
hey,
one
Buzz.
Guy.
Yes? Yeah, you didn't even have to work today. You didn't have to do the news.
That's true.
Make the list of 10, please.
Okay.
Make the list of 10 things that this couple should do.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I think one of the things should be that she should just get naked in front of him.
That's a start.
You know, because it seems to me. What?
I do that.
Okay, well, you know, that'll be on the, then that'll be very easy for you on the list.
But when you get naked in front of him, are you, like, doing the laundry and cleaning up, or are you standing in front of him?
Reminds me of that Seinfeld, like, you know, episode where she was using a belt sander or something like that.
Right, absolutely.
You know, there's naked and then there's naked.
Okay. And you don't have to do all
naked in front of her also, so we're naked all the time.
How do you guys feel about the whole idea, though, the concept that we've kind of figured out today, that people are kind of hoping that you work it out?
I appreciate it. The people care.
All right, good.
All right.
Well,
then,
great thing.
Look at Buzz.
If you have the right person.
Look at Buzz, the busy worker. That's a great picture.
The problem's going to be trying to squeeze everything into 10.
Well, you know what, Buzz? How many do you think you might need?
Oh, I don't know. No, that's fine. I can do 10 or less, probably.
Oh, I know he could. He can do 10 off the top of his head.
Yeah, sexpert Buzz Burbank.
All right, well then, kids, we'll talk to you both tomorrow.
All right, thank you, and thank you for your patience, and thanks for coming down.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'll tell you something. Both of them, they weren't turned off by that, Don.
No, they seem open-minded, more open-minded now.
Yeah. I'd do her.
I know you would.
I guess I've been kind of...
Not the problem. The problem is, would she let you? That's the problem.
This is what I don't...
You were very demonstrative when you were saying the first thing is to take your clothes off in front of him.
Right. When in fact you were saying, take your clothes off in front of me.
She never picked up on that.
No,
huh?
She didn't. No.
I think she loves the guy. I really do. I didn't expect their reaction. Did you expect the reaction to be like that?
No. Because they
especially
had.
Especially from him.
They had not been that open.
Nope.
When they were, you know, listen to that.
This is what they wanted.
Listen to him.
I'm up to four.
Are you kidding?
No.
Why would Man, you're fast, Buzz. You're the best, Buzz Burbank.
I'm just at this.
Thanks. All right, keep going. Don't let me interrupt you, Buzz. Right. Keep going.
And this will be great for all the people that join us on the network tomorrow. When you come back and you say, here's what the, you know, and then we're going to speak to them.
Right, the 10 items.
And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe this is wishful thinking. When they walked out of the studio, it looked to me like two people that were a little bit
happier than when they first came in, don't you think?
And happy maybe in that excited, happy way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Or maybe they're just going to go down to McDonald's and get something to eat. Maybe they're just hungry. I don't know.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like people on there?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic dragon in diamonds.
Great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know the whole drug thing?
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 no. Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, grass?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
You in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, it's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama.
Home of the world's dumbest millionaire. The Don and Mike Show.
Bring in Buffalo Bob.
Big kids, what time is it?
That's right.
It's howdy doody time.
Bring him in.
Come on in, Buffalo Bob.
It's the man.
Hey!
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 Now, this.
How you doing? I'm doing Mike.
I know.
Oh, this is the real Magilla. This is Buffalo Bob. You're
this is very cool. And there's Howdy Doody right over there.
And you're not playing with kids now, believe me.
Oh, man. Hey, look, he's wearing the suit and everything.
Oh. We're going right from here to the wheels.
I want to tell you, you look fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. You don't look so bad yourself.
Buffalo Bob and Howdy Doody appearing all weekend at the World of Wheels Expo, the Chantilly in Chantilly, Virginia, the Capital Expo Center.
And we like it when somebody comes in and starts their segment on the show like that. You made an entrance. That
well,
was a, you made a TV style entrance right
and
there.
And you were all standing because it's like the national anthem.
No. We're standing because we are absolutely flabbergasted to have you here. At first, I thought they said to me Buffalo Bob, and I thought it'll be a phone call probably. They say no, he's going to come down. Then we got all this bad weather, and I thought you weren't going to be able to make it. And I told him we were talking on the air, and we were watching you walk inside, and I said, oh, my God. I could see under your jacket. I said, he's got on the outfit. He's got the uniform on.
You're wearing the outfit. Is that the... Now, it's obviously not the one you wore at the very beginning, but
well,
it's
wait
the
a
same...
No, this
pitch
is
check for
one.
Buffalo Bob right
hey,
there.
Howdy Doody just winked at me.
And you didn't even move when Howdy Doody did that.
Now, Buffalo Bob, you have a Howdy Doody handler now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Marilyn. Her husband, Glenn Bance, he made this magnificent 17x14 pencil sketch of Howdy and me. QVC heard about it, put us on the air, we sold them, and that was the beginning of our traveling on the road doing autographs.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
I got to know what you eat every day, and I got to know what you drink. You look so good. And this show, I mean, How can I ask how old you are?
It's a good question. You got any questions?
Come on.
I like his question. But I'll ask you a follow-up question to that. How long has it been since Howdy Doody first was on the air?
I'll answer the first question first. Okay. I was 78 years old on November 27th.
Congratulations. Wow.
Hey, how about that?
You're doing fantastic.
My wife said I'm 78 going on 40.
Man, you look great.
Yeah. How about that?
What's your regimen? What do you eat every day for breakfast, lunch, dinner?
It's that constant spray of seltzer water by Clarabelle.
How many people who have to be my age, I'm 37. Yeah. Of course, I'm aware of Buffalo Bob and Howdy Doody.
Mm-hmm.
But when your show was on, it was right when I was born.
Right.
Really, the way that I know Buffalo Bob and Howdy Doody mainly is through that episode of Happy Days,
right,
where Richie Cunningham wanted to be on in a peanut gallery.
Yeah.
How much of that do you get from just doing that one episode of Happy Days? You still get a lot of people mentioning that to you
all the time. I'll tell you, they played that show more than any show they have ever done. I think it's 62 times that that show has been.
Wow.
Can imagine.
That's why everybody. And Howdy Doody first went on the air in what year? It was
1947.
1947. Wow. I thought it was a show in the 50s. It was actually in 1947 that it went on the air.
It was December 27, 1947, the day after the big snowstorm in New York City, which everybody talked about during this last one. They said this is the biggest storm in New York City since 1947, December 26.
And you made it into work.
Which was... Oh, well, actually, see, I was doing the early morning radio show.
Right.
I came to New York from Buffalo, and I did the early morning radio show on WNBC. I was on 6 to 9, Monday through Saturday.
Nice gig, 3 hours. Why'd you have to work 6 days, though?
Well, only because we had the commercials. That's a good reason.
Okay. Really, when you met most of the performers back then that made the transition from radio to television, it was kind of an overnight deal, and it was brand new, and it must have been tremendously exciting.
Well, it was wonderful. See, Godfrey was on WCBS.
Arthur Godfrey.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then word was that he was going to quit that early morning show and do the network show from 10 until 11. That was a show in which he fired Julius LaRosa, if you're old enough to remember that.
A one-hour show? How do you get a gig like that? God, I'd love that 1 hour a day.
Yeah,
so anyway...
4 hours so long.
Because Godfrey was leaving, I thought, we got to get a personality here to do our show on NBC. So they did what we were watched, came to Buffalo and watched what I was doing on WBEN, which is an NBC affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, this is our guy. So they offered me a real nice stipend to come to New York and do that show. And I loved it. Right. And I didn't have helicopters in the sky flying around telling what the traffic conditions were, meteorologists telling them. I did the whole shtick for 3 hours.
Hey, Buffalo Bob, will you tell me about Ed McMahon? I heard that Ed McMahon wanted to be Clarabelle.
Ed McMahon was the clown on Big Top. That was a show out of Philadelphia.
And that was a very popular show.
A very popular show, but he said he'd have given his left arm. Well, he didn't say arm, but he'd have given his left... If he could be clown on the Howdy Doody show, he could be Clarabelle.
Did you ever have any other experiences with Ed McMahon? You know,
he lived in East Chester, and I lived in New Rochelle.
So oh, great, would I give my left nut to be Clarabelle?
No, arm.
I'm with you.
There you go. Okay,
right.
I moved it up.
And you, when you talk about live TV, I always want to know, during your entire time of doing the live show, were you out there and it just shot out into the air and there was the camera. Did anything tremendously embarrassing ever happen when you were working with the lovely Howdy Doody over here?
There were no erasers on the pencils.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it was out there.
No editing. When it was said, it was gone.
Right.
Well, we had one funny that I always, when I did colleges, they said, what was the most embarrassing thing that ever happened in the show? I said, well, there's one that I can tell and one that I cannot tell.
Mm-hmm.
So first I'll tell the one that I can tell.
And then tell us the one you can't tell.
Please do.
But the first one, this was a Halloween evening in the early 50s. And because it was Halloween, we had the entire set decorated with black cats and witches and goblins and whatever, pumpkins. So at the end of the show, we always had an old-time movie. See, we didn't have time to do a dress rehearsal or time the show, so we just have a filler at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular night, the movie was about a guy who was asleep all the time, and I nicknamed him Rip Van Winkle.
Mm-hmm.
So that always cool down the light. They'd turn the lights down, cool down the studio, and I'd be narrating the story, and the monitors would be around, and all the cameramen would be watching the thing and whatever. So we're watching this movie about a guy who was asleep, and a little kid sneaked out of the gallery, tugged on my pants like I said, what's wrong, sonny? And he says, Buffalo Bob, I've got to tinkle. Well, obviously, I couldn't go tinkling with the kid, so I pointed to one of our cameramen, thinking the kid would get himself a tinkle partner. But in the same direction I was pointing was our puppet stage, and on the floor in front of the puppet stage was this tremendous lighted pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the little kid thought I was pointing toward the pumpkin because he proceeded to go over and put out the candle. Well, I didn't see this. I was in the gallery on the floor level, and but the kids above me saw it. The cameraman saw it. They died laughing. One little kid in the gallery said, "Sissy in the pumpkin!" And I got up and saw this kid standing there, and I was convulsed. And all 200 pounds of me were rolling on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Dayton Allen was one of our great puppeteers. He did the wine. Character on the Steve Allen Show. He came down off the puppet bridge, did the closing commercial, and wound up the show. Now, the phones at NBC lit up like a Christmas tree. It said, what was so funny in the Howdy Doody show? Watching a dumb movie about a guy who's asleep all the time. Movie's over. Everyone's hysterical. Buffalo Bob is gone. What was so funny? So he said, we got to explain to these people what happened. So we sent the following poem to the people that wrote in and called in. We said, so many of you ask what happened on the night of Halloween, when everyone was hysterical and Buffalo Bob had to leave the scene. It was during an old-time movie about a man named Rip Van Winkle when a four-year-old boy from the gallery told Bob that he had the tinkle. But Buffalo Bob couldn't take him, so he pointed to someone who could, but the little kid didn't follow directions. He just walked to a pumpkin and stood. Now, the rest of the story is obvious. We didn't even need a mop. Because our little friend had great aim, and he never spilled a drop. That's how we took care of it.
You know what I remember from your show?
What?
And maybe you can help me with this, because it's one of my first memories of watching television and watching your show when I was maybe 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah, Don.
You used to have an animal on, a character on, that I remember had like a pigtail, and all I remember is, you told me before, right show. A giraffe neck,
right,
and a pigtail. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 7 animals?
8.
8? What was the name of that character?
Who knows?
I don't know. This is all I remember from
the Flubbadub.
The Flubbadub.
Flubbadub.
The Flubbadub. And all right, you tell me if I got it right or not. You said on your show that you went to
South America.
Right.
My first vacation that I ever had in my life.
Right.
And they wrote in the body of the show that I was going to go down there to get this animal. See, we had a limited budget. We couldn't find 8 animals. We had to get we couldn't get 8 animals.
Right, you had to get one in
8. Well, 8 animals? You know what a limited budget is.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this place. You know we know.
Look where you are.
Really.
No,
I love
animals,
that flubbadub.
Very interesting. The 8 animals are, see if I can remember, had a duck's bill.
Right.
Cat's whiskers.
Right.
Cocker spaniel's ears.
Correct.
A giraffe's neck.
I remembered that.
The body of a dachshund.
Mm-hmm.
Seal's flippers. A pig's tail.
I remember the pig's tail.
Right. And the memory of an elephant. 8 animals in
and
one.
It came out looking just like our general manager, Ken Stevens.
With a bucket with eggs on top. Well, that's what I remember about your show. And you know what else I'll tell you about your show?
Yeah.
That I thought was great. And the only show that I've seen with kids that I could compare it to recently was Pee-wee's Playhouse. Because your show was a show like Pee-wee's Playhouse, which is, you know, until Pee-wee had his problems.
Yeah.
It was a show that the mom and dad could watch and enjoyed as much as the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that there were one other thing about your show. Who was a girl on your show?
Oh, Princess Summer, Fall, Winter.
Because this is also a very hazy memory I have. I
once again, combining everything together, summer, fall, winter, spring. Right?
Yeah.
The low budget being the... there you go.
No, and I remember my dad used to watch the Howdy Doody show with me. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mom saying to him that the reason he was watching the Howdy Doody show was for this woman. Now, these are all very foggy memories that I have, but she was a looker, right? She was
absolutely marvelous. She took a 6 months leave to go to California to make the movie with Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow. The greatest movie that Elvis ever made.
Mm-hmm.
She was the gal that took Elvis out of prison and got him this recording contract. That's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did such a great job on that Warner Brothers awarded her a 2-year contract. She was going to make 4 more movies for, I think, $800,000. She married on the West Coast, and she and her new husband were driving east to New York to make some television appearances. And they were both killed in an automobile accident.
Oh, my.
July 4, 1957.
Wow.
Terrible.
Oh, well, sorry I brought it up.
A big shocker. No.
But these are the memories. I cannot tell you. I am absolutely thrilled. This is Buffalo Bob wearing his Buffalo Bob clothes. Now what
it's
about...
It's like he walked right off the TV. And you know, we haven't given any time at all to your friend.
Howdy. Can I touch Howdy?
Oh, you can touch
him. Can I hold him for a second?
You can hold him. You can
bring him over.
Oh, we'll take pictures.
This is the moment my partner's been waiting for.
Here.
Oh, dear.
Now, careful, Dan. Careful!
Careful!
Oh, yeah.
Last time you were in front of that fourth grade class, you know, the head fell off, so be very careful there.
It was fifth grade, Mike. I had a... would you take my picture with Howdy Doody? Oh, fantastic. This one's for the wall.
There you go.
I had a Danny O'Day ventriloquist dummy.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to love doing ventriloquism, and I did it so much that when I was in fifth grade, they brought me around to all the classes in elementary school and let me do my little ventriloquist show.
Yeah.
And I was in... I don't know, like I say, fifth grade.
Right.
I was in the class with the oldest kids, mm-hmm. and they were the ones who didn't think it was fun that I was going to come do a show for them. And I was standing in front of them, and I was very nervous, and doing my little Danny O'Day, all the little jokes, hi, boys and girls, and the head fell off the Danny O'Day and rolled to the back of the room.
Oh,
and
no.
I stood there, and I didn't know what to do, and a kid picked it up and threw it at me. Picked up the head and threw it at me, and I ran out of the room crying. Oh, man. Now, can I pull a string?
You can do anything you want.
Is it strings? Now, is it strings?
Yeah. Careful. Hey, wrong one.
Oh. What happened?
Well, that's
you do?
My zipper.
Did you break him?
No.
All right.
God. Oh, he's cool.
He's an incredible.
God, he's cool.
You know, you're in incredible shape, Buffalo Bob, and Howdy Doody is in an absolutely wonderful shape, too.
Well, hi, Mike.
Do you work out, Howdy Doody?
You bet. Oh, do I work out?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was supplying the voice. Go ahead. Hey,
Howdy Doody, do you work out?
Oh, do I work out? Oh, boy, he's working my mouth. Great. Oh, boy, you're terrific.
This is great. Buffalo Bob's doing the voice, and you're working the lips.
Now, this is obviously not your original Howdy Doody.
Well,
you see, we had three.
Yeah.
The original is in my home in Flat Rock, North Carolina, mm-hmm. and he's in a nice plexiglass case.
I'm sure you've had a few offers to buy Howdy Doody, right?
Well, yeah, but he couldn't get along with them, you know.
Yeah, that's right. He's got to be with you.
We're pretty close.
Absolutely.
And then the one that we could use as a backup. In case something happened to the original, we call Double Duty.
Double Duty.
He's in the Smithsonian Institute with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Schnern, yeah. Froggy the Gremlin. And then this is the one, strictly for pictures, we call him Photo Duty.
Photo Duty.
And if you guys keep eating the way you are, you're both going to be heavy duty.
Bob Bang.
I love it. What a thrill that was to be able to hold Howdy Duty. Thank you for letting me do that. Thank you for trusting me. And you see, I didn't break it.
No, you did a great job with him.
You know Fantastic. What you didn't ask me?
What's that?
About the little boy with the pumpkin. You didn't ask me who he was.
You know, you had said that there was a story you could tell and a story you couldn't tell.
Who was the boy? I'll ask you that first. Who was he?
Well, secretary for good luck kept a peanut file on all the kids at wherever
in the peanut gallery.
Yeah.
Right.
And we looked it up, and he his name was Peter. Peter Dickey, or was it Dickey Peters? I'm not sure, but he's now 51 years old,
uh-huh.
and he lives in South Orange, New Jersey. And he's a member of the volunteer fire department there in San Jose. He's still putting them out.
All right, there it is, all the way. And the story you couldn't tell, is there a story you couldn't tell about live TV? Tell us now the story you can't tell.
Come on, this is shock radio.
On this show, this is the show you can tell it on. Absolutely.
All right, well, besides our Howdy Doody television show, we also had a Howdy Doody radio show.
Okay.
And what we'd do after the television show is take the kids into the recording studio, and all the moms and dads would be in there, moms and dads and grandmothers and grandfathers, whatever, the audience. And we'd always have a provocative question. Like if you could be any kind of an animal in the world, what kind would you like to be? Mm-hmm. And why? And they'd come up with some cute answers. Well, this one particular night, we were trying to find out how the parents punished their kids when they had done something wrong.
Oh, God.
So, first I'd say, did you ever do anything wrong? Well, no kid did any worse than take a pencil from brother, or pull sister's hair, or sneak a cookie. And the interview was going nowhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, look, hold the tape. Will you please cut? Yeah. Now look, kids, say you did something terrible. What's the worst thing you could think of? And you parents... you don't mind, do you? You know, I was afraid that the kids thought they might get a spanking when they got home for something they did 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Parents, you don't mind. No, let them go. Okay, next little kid comes up, little blonde kid. What's your name, sonny? He said, Kenneth. And I said, Kenny, did you ever do anything wrong? He said, I farted. And I said, I see. And you probably got a spanking. And I looked into the control room, and everyone was on the floor, all down under the glass. Looked out in the audience, all the mothers and fathers down in their chairs. Well, if you think I laughed during that pumpkin episode, you should see me on this one. And Bobby Nicholson, who was Mr. Cobb, was off stage, and they said, "Hey, Nick, you better get the Buffalo. He's in bad shape." And he came over and he said, What happened, Buffalo? Now, we had that all on tape, so it never went on the air.
Oh, you were lucky.
It was real, real funny.
And what year was that? That was
1951.
Wow.
And right. When I'd go to college and I'd tell the two stories, you know, they'd say, what are they doing now? And I'd say, well, little Kenneth. Kenneth is now, he's 52 years old, and he lives in Chicago. Of course, he would. That's the Windy City. But you probably won't believe that he works for the gas company.
Yeah, all right.
And when you're at something like the World of Wheels, which you're going to be at all weekend here in D.C. at the Capital Expo Center, Chantilly, Virginia, I'm guessing they have you at a table up there, and you sign pictures and say hi to people.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about what it's like to have people come up, and you get this all the time, but it still must be great to have the reaction that I have, to go, you know, makes me feel like I'm a little kid. Hey, it's Buffalo Bob right here. You got the suit on.
Well, it's just great.
And, you obviously still enjoy being Buffalo Bob and meeting the people, right?
It's marvelous. And Don, I'll tell you, we bring Howdy there. The parents bring cameras, and they take their pictures of the kids with Howdy and me. But more often, it's the kids taking the pictures with the parents with Howdy and me.
Sure.
But we have a great time. Well, one girl said, pardon me, we just came back from New Orleans. She said, if you ever walked into our living room when Howdy was on, you could tell if any one of us kids misbehaved.
Mm-hmm.
Because we would be allowed in the room where the television was on, but we had to have our back to the television.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you after watching. You know, and it's nice to meet somebody like you who we're not let down by. You know, to have you come in and have you... Well, I had all kinds of thoughts about what you could be, and you're not, and you're fantastic to see you.
Oh, bless you.
A pleasure to meet you.
You gave us a real thrill today, and good luck out at the World of Wheels and with the rest of your tour.
Don, Mike, thank you so much, and we've got a nice T-shirt for each of you fellas.
Thanks, Buffalo Bob.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Hey,
Buffalo Bob.
I love you.
Thanks for letting me play with Howdy.
And if Howdy were here, he'd say, ho-ho, gang, we'll see you on television.
Hey.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
I had to homework on James Salva's sign today.
Mm-hmm.
Except they left out an A. Instead of saying Hank's Look Around Cafe, it says Look Round Cafe.
That's okay.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, because I could try to go out and buy an A.
No, it's great.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hey, baby.
Hi, sweet peanut. Did you just call me? The phone was ringing as I walked in the door.
Don't call me sweet peanut.
Sorry.
You got an image.
Sweet peanut?
Sweet peanut. Oh.
Sweet peanut.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Who knows what that means?
Don't say that 10 times quick.
Yeah.
Sweet peanut.
Sweet peanut.
Sweet peanut, 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 sweet peanut. Sweet peanut, sweet peanut, sweet peanut, sweet peanut.
Because the peanut can get messed up a little bit there.
Dag-nabbit.
There's the first. That is the first dag-nabbit of the day.
And I'm realizing that dag-nabbit I am using as a crutch when I want to say God damn it.
Oh, really?
Good. Yes.
Well, during the Christmas season, I think that's appropriate.
I'm trying. And also, I'm realizing I'm saying it all the time.
Dag-nabbit?
Okay. No, I mean, I'm saying the other all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, tis the season for that, too.
Sometimes just creeping into everyday conversations. I did call you, but I don't remember what I was calling you about. It was during a commercial break, so it wasn't anything I want to talk to you about on the air. What?
I'm sure it was important, just like all your phone calls are, my baby.
Hey, my phone calls to you are very important.
Yeah. No, but they're usually what are we having for dinner.
Well, what are we having for dinner?
I don't know. I just walked in the door. Do you have a request?
Well, how about shake and bake chicken?
I made you that 2 nights ago.
I love that.
I know, darling, but you got to be brave. Be a little bit more creative.
Well, then don't ask me that question, because that will always be the answer that I give you.
All right, never mind then.
All right.
Okay, love you.
Love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. There she is. Very lucky woman.
So I gather from that conversation you will not be enjoying shake and bake this evening?
I don't think so. You know, listen, I love my wife. I love her more than anything. But man, she's a rotten cook. She can't make stuff good. And a lot of times, like if she says she's making a stew,
right?
Oh, you know what it is? It's mainly just like water with peas and little bits of croutons that are getting all smushed up in there. It's just like...
Not a good savory broth in that
no,
stew?
She just gets everything. You know, I'd like to kill the guy that invented the crock pot. Because that's my wife's out most times.
So you throw a piece of meat in there and you throw some vegetables in and then you let you pour water in there and then it stews in its own juices.
Yeah, I know it does it. I'm not a fan of it.
You're not a stew lover?
No, I'm not a stew studio man.
In any capacity, if you had like the best do you like the beef stew?
You know, I'm not a fan of a beef to your level.
Really?
I don't eat generally hardly any red meat at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fat from all the other stuff I eat.
So stews, though, like a chicken stew lamb stew.
All right, I'll give you a good example.
A chicken pot pie. How is
that? Hold on. I'm just going to say, example. She says to me the other night, I called her up during a commercial break, like I did there. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, honey, what's for dinner? Mm-hmm. You know. Chicken pot pie. Well, I thought, hey, it's cold and it's rainy outside.
Delicious, hearty comfort food, as they call it. I love that expression, comfort food.
Yeah. Now, listen, when I think of chicken pot pie, I think of, like, an apple pie that's got, like, chicken in it. You know what I mean? Something that's really made to look like an actual pie.
Which is what it is, really.
Mm, not in my house.
Really? She made a homemade chicken pot pie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and?
So, it's a, hold on, I don't want
I don't want to
screw up my whole weekend.
A chicken pot pie
you about
is like
this.
The crust is on the top, and then you have the chicken underneath.
I will describe it to you.
Okay.
But first, let me make sure I won't ruin my weekend.
Yeah.
Because then I might have to tell you about it just during the break.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hey, bud.
Hey, Dad.
How was school today?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got a lot of homework this weekend?
Sort of? Yeah.
Well, that's a very evasive... That's a very evasive answer that I'm getting a lot of these days. Got a lot of homework?
Well...
Yeah, sort of. That means hey, where's Mommy?
Right there.
Thank you.
Mom, for you!
I'll just find out if I can discuss this topic.
All right.
Can I call Jeff?
Because things are going so good with me and my wife. You know, that last argument last weekend, notwithstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, honey?
Yeah, you know, I'll make something that everybody likes for dinner. I'll just make them at reservations. It's fine with me. I don't like to cook.
Do you mind if I talk about that chicken pot pie?
But you have to be fair. Just because you didn't like it, you know.
Hold on.
You don't like your foods to touch.
Wait. It wasn't like made in a pie.
No, my mother told me that, and I made it from leftover turkey.
Hold
it was
on.
Right after Thanksgiving, and it was a nice stew.
Hold on. It's in a glass, not a bowl, but a glass pan.
It's in Pyrex, darling. People cook it.
That can work.
But there was no crust on the bottom.
Well, there was
not
no crust on the bottom. There were bits.
Well, you got to have crust in a pie.
No, pot pie, actually, you can put just crust on the top and then have the stew underneath.
Well, then you probably would have liked this ridiculous concoction.
I'm sorry.
Because
I know
what it was in the Pyrex. Hold on, just let me tell you.
Yes,
okay.
You have all of the leavings from Thanksgiving.
It was,
really?
You had all of the... And all of the good stew.
All the crap that she put in there.
Well, what was it? Specifically, what was in there? Because I really...
Turkey and... Peas.
And carrots. Just regular stew stuff.
But with it, like...
Was there a nice gravy in there, too?
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
gravy if you like water.
Oh, really?
I mean, it was swimming. It was just swimming in water, and on top... On top, it was like brown and serve rolls that you would put on top of it.
There are biscuits on top.
Okay. Listen.
You didn't like it.
You know what?
It sucks.
I'm glad I don't have to worry about dinner tonight. You just call your best friends at Domino's.
All right,
goodbye.
Hey.
Oh, dear.
See?
Oh, no.
Dear. Thanks.
Oh, no.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, no. Well, we didn't do anything.
No, what did we do?
I know.
Now, the only part I agree with you on is if it was a watery gravy.
Uh-huh.
If it wasn't real thick, like stewy stuff, which is... But I mean, like the biscuits on top of turkey with gravy sounds hearty. Sounds good, Rob.
It wasn't,
Rob,
man.
Rob. See, Rob, I could put that with gravy and you'd eat that
shoe.
Yeah,
I know. Now you just got to make things right at home.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, dear.
What?
Come on. It's a week until Christmas. That's why I called to say, do you mind if I talk about the chicken pot pie?
Do I mind if you talk about it, and do I mind if you insult me and lie about it, are two different questions.
All right. Then how did I lie about it?
It wasn't in water.
Mm.
And you complain if I make stew too thick, because then it's not, you know, you complain either way.
Honey, you've never made a thick stew in your life. You've never made a thick stew in your life.
That's baloney. I make stews, and really the way I'd rather have a soup is soup you could eat with a fork, you know, that kind of soup. I like it thick.
Don't believe her. Listen, I love you. You're the greatest.
You're such a fabricator because
I
just don't like your foods to touch, period.
No, listen. I like a nice chicken. I like a nice chicken pot pie when it's prepared correctly.
Then pick up a hungry man on the way home.
Hey, listen. That's what I think a chicken pot pie should look like and the texture it should have when you eat it.
And that's
It should not be wet. It should be flaky.
All right, good.
It should be flaky to the palate.
Good. Then
how you like that big word?
Yeah.
That means like flaky on your tongue.
Flaky to the palate.
Bart
to the
and
palate.
I loved it. Bart asked for seconds.
Well,
you know.
He will eat anything you put in front of him.
That's not true. That's not true. All right. Very well, pick up whatever you like, my darling. No problem.
All right. I love you.
Cooking anyway. Good
what?
Time.
Hey.
I hate cooking.
I know.
So we
come on, let's not let this ruin everything.
It hasn't ruined. It's gonna make everything better.
Right.
I'm not gonna cook anymore and I'll be happier.
Okay.
And you'll be eating TV dinners, and you'll be happier. And they're already coming in the little divider plates that you like.
You can mock me because
so
I don't like my food touch.
I'll
tell you this. I never made any chicken pot pie underwater.
What have you made?
What have I made?
Yeah.
Look at that house that you're living in.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I made.
With your own two hands.
That's right. Build and speaking of building something with your own two
hands. Carved it out of the forest.
Talk about building something with your own two hands.
Yes.
Hey, honey.
Yeah.
Have you got a look at that treehouse that we put together a couple of years ago?
No.
Oh, my God. I looked out in the backyard today.
Is it hanging in there?
But the walls are falling off it.
Oh, my God.
And the roof is falling off. And I said something to Bart about it. I said, what's wrong with that treehouse? I said, Dad, falling apart.
I'm looking at it now.
Maybe you didn't use the pressure-treated lumber.
Well.
I don't think so.
You keep this up, you could be looking at your new bedroom.
All right. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
I love you.
Goodbye.
I don't love you for your cooking, though.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
All right.
So anyway.
That was... I hate to say that. I mean, I know, but it was highly entertaining. That
it's all right. Yeah. She's not mad.
You know,
okay.
I think she's fine with that. And
I just hate it when we have something on the air and when I go home and it continues when we're not on the air.
You know, you've had food discussions with your wife before, and sometimes what you describe, at least at a certain point, sounds appealing to me. It sounds like the kind of food that I would actually enjoy.
Hey,
I'd love. Sometimes we
didn't
do
we? Hold on. We already went through this.
What?
Didn't we go through this 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes.
When we complained, I complained about the food, and she brought some in a Tupperware thing for you to eat. Didn't we already do this?
I don't know.
I think we did.
I don't remember sampling anything.
I think we did.
Maybe I didn't bring it home. I'm not sure, but. But see, that pot pie, she never did bring anything in. She's never brought anything in.
I think she did.
We talked about doing it.
I think she actually sent something in. Or maybe I was too embarrassed to bring it in.
I think it was a soup of some kind. That I said sounded really, really good.
Yeah.
And like this pot pie, typical.
It's typical. Hey, honey.
You know, the weak link on that, again, my darling, was you. Because I put it in the Tupperware, I gave it to you, and you never gave it to him.
All right, I thought so. I just said I thought it might have been too embarrassed to bring it in. What was it, though, honey? Was it soup or what?
No, it was a sewer soup. A sewer soup. I got to get my other line. Somebody likes my cooker's phone. Goodbye.
Sewer soup.
That's what it was.
But, you know, next time you have a big one like that, really, before you even talk about it on the air, just bring in a little sample, and I will give you my honest opinion. I swear to God, but don't do anything to it.
Listen, I won't.
You know, don't do it just to, you know. Yeah,
I've had plenty of chances to do something to your food
over the years. Yeah, and believe me, I've been aware a lot of it.
Okay.
I ate it anyway, though.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hello, ma'am.
Hi.
Hello, lady.
I just want to make a complaint. I don't think that's very nice of you to criticize your wife's cooking.
Why? She criticizes everything that I don't do well.
But you're doing it on the air.
Right.
That's not very fair because you should have...
Well, then my wife should have married a guy who, is a dry cleaner or something. Right?
Well, I'm sure her chicken pot pie was very good.
No, it sucks. It's very watery. Listen.
I'll be the judge of that.
Don't take it so personally. My wife's a wonderful woman. She's a wonderful wife. She's my best friend. Blah, blah, blah. She sucks as a cook. She knows
it. You should start cooking.
I'm very busy.
What?
I'm very busy watching television.
Have you ever tried? Have you ever popped into the kitchen and maybe tried your hand at it without any recipe books or
I'll
anything like that?
I'll tell you exactly why I'm not a good guy for that.
Okay.
Because I'm really one of those guys that if the recipe says 3 hours at 400 degrees.
Yeah.
I really, when I noodle it through, and I was like a 10-year-old, I go, right. Why couldn't you just turn it up to like 800 degrees and cook it for an hour?
Uh-huh.
I don't have the patience to go back and check on it. And
you don't need patience to be a cook. You can cook stuff without having a lot of patience. I'm not trying to sell you on it, but I will just tell you that you would be a good chef to like work off with it, with just improvise and throw everything in a pot and then see how it comes out.
Oh, never.
That's the way I cook.
But you know me, I would never throw a bunch of stuff in a pot together. That's gross.
You know that barbecue shrimp stuff we had down in New Orleans?
Uh-huh.
I make that. I make that myself, and it comes out great, and I don't look at a recipe book. I just throw it all together.
Good for you. I'm happy for you. I really am.
It's very relaxing. It's very stress-reducing.
For you.
To cook.
For you.
For a lot of people.
But not for me.
Okay.
Hello.
Just a suggestion that someday when you have like a block of time, maybe you just wander into the kitchen. You get out a few things. Like, you get the raw materials that you like.
I hate getting my hands dirty. I hate getting that egg yolky crap all over my hands. And you got the goo going everywhere. No, forget it.
Okay.
Forget about it.
Just a suggestion. Hello.
Hi. Well, this is me, so I just want to let you know that...
Oh. All right, I thought it was another caller. Someone thought magically the caller would have changed.
Well, one more thing. Before you criticize, you should try your hand at it, and then you'll be able to.
I didn't know. That wasn't my point at all. I wasn't saying that. I don't line up with this woman at all.
I know. Listen,
who cares what you say? My wife's not a great cook.
Well, there are plenty of recipes that you don't have to get your hands dirty. It's just the dump method. Just dump everything in and then just...
Well, you got to have a happy man in your house, then. I bet your husband is real skinny.
Actually, no. He loves my cooking.
Well, good for him.
All right.
Well, good for him.
Happy holiday.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Yes, goodbye.
I bet you cook.
I do. I love to cook. I find it very relaxing.
If I cook in a nude.
No.
Big chef hat.
Cooks on his boat while he's staring at it.
Hello.
Not sanitary.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. I got a...
Chef Buzz. Hello.
Frida and my wife, I think, are separated at birth because my wife's a wonderful woman, but she can't cook worth a damn.
Uh-huh.
Quick question, and we could even put this towards Mike and Buzz.
How about it?
Two 50-yard line seats to this Sunday's Ravens game. My wife tells me today that there's a family birthday party on Sunday. What would you do, being a football fan?
Well, listen, you're going to lose the argument because the Ravens suck.
Well,
there is no importance to the game at all.
It's the final game of Memorial Stadium, and even though
the
Ravens suck, they're free 50-yard line.
You know, maybe you got a point there. That is the last game played at Memorial Stadium.
And the old Colts are going to be there. Johnny Unitas is going to be there.
A lot of people, even though it's the Ravens and they suck this year, it's still NFL football, and, you know, that's tough to get. Who's the family member?
It's my brother-in-law. He turned 21. And
forget that.
Oh, he's an adult. Listen, he's a grown man. He won't care.
Forget that.
And it's the Christmas season. I don't want to cause any trouble in the family.
No, go ahead. I'll write you a note.
Okay, well...
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a free. Let's get out of jail free.
I think so.
He's 21.
Yeah, come on. What's he going to do, cry?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
My brother-in-law's down here.
Take him out. Buy him a nice night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of night that a 21-year-old man likes.
That's right.
You know what we mean.
That's right. Kind of night that'll make you feel younger, too.
Go out. Mm-hmm. Buy him a nice woman. Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Don and Mike show. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you, too.
Hello.
Today is Bob Barker's birthday. Today is Frank Sinatra's birthday. And today is also my birthday.
Happy birthday. Listen, how come Bob Barker's birthday is not getting nearly the publicity that Frank Sinatra's birthday is getting?
It's an injustice because, really, I consider Bob Barker to be the greatest entertainer that's ever lived.
And how come everybody is trying to hide Frank Sinatra from us?
Mm-hmm.
How come everybody... Listen, I know he's getting feed out,
right?
Uh-huh. You know, why do I have to read in the paper that he's doing well and he's going to be enjoying 8 different birthday cakes tonight?
Tony Bennett went to his house and said he looks better than Donald Trump. Hey!
Yeah, right.
Hey, Frank!
How about the truth?
Yeah.
Mr. Sinatra's spokesperson says Frank spent the morning drooling.
I mean, we just like a little honesty.
That he had a nice BM. Yeah. Spent the afternoon watching his favorite soap operas.
Go, baby!
Did a little more drooling.
Yeah, baby, drool. Drooling for you. Yeah, baby, drool.
Well, listen, happy birthday.
I don't get my spankings.
Oh, you want to be spanked too?
Well, I was hoping Buzz would help too.
Hmm.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Are you taking a shine to Buzz, are you?
Well, I've taken a shine to all three of you.
Hmm. But would Buzz be your favorite?
Well, if I was trapped on a desert island and I had to eat one of you first, probably I would go with Buzz.
You would eat Buzz? Well, go ahead, Buzz. You can You can spank her all by yourself, then, Bing, as she would eat you on a desert island.
And how old is m'lady today?
I'm 37 today.
37 today. Okay.
How old is m'lady?
That's a lot. That's a lot of spanks. You ready?
I'm ready, Buzz.
Barehanded method. You're poised over the chair, right?
Yeah. Understand. Poised over the chair.
Okay. Here we go. One.
Ow.
Two.
Oh.
Three.
Oh,
four.
God.
Five, six,
oh,
seven,
oh,
eight,
yeah,
nine,
oh,
10, 11,
yeah,
12,
oh,
13,
oh,
14,
wow,
15,
oh,
16,
oh,
17,
finally,
18,
oh,
19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, my hands are tired, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34,
35,
36, 37.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Just forgot about as old as Frank Sinatra, Buzz.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Thank you.
There goes m'lady.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show. The leading cause of obesity in America. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, incidentally, here's a button alert.
Yep.
Three buttons unbuttoned and three buttons still buttoned.
I've never seen a golf shirt with that many buttons on it.
Yeah. All right, now listen.
It's new.
We're going to clear through just one or two more calls. I want to make sure that if this is the only one that we take here, it's a 79-year-old lady.
Excellent.
Ooh. So I bet we don't get a lot of problem from her.
No, I doubt it. Well, you never know.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Okay.
Get it? Hi, Jean.
Yeah, very clean. Very
good.
Clean.
Way to go. Already, I like you better than... All right. Yeah, what, Jean?
What else can you do when you're 80?
Yes.
Be very clean.
So clean yourself.
Clean.
Okay. I'm an ex-Catholic,
oh,
and I felt sorry for that woman that called, and she didn't want to say goddamn this and goddamn that.
Good for you, Jean.
Okay. Now, a new thought here. When I say president, you don't know who I'm talking about. If I say king, you don't know who I'm talking about. If I say God, what God am I talking about? Buddha? Mm-hmm. Who am I talking about? God is not a name, it's a title.
Welcome to the AARP Hour.
It's not a name, it's a title.
Laying a little theology on us, ma'am?
Yeah.
Jean, that's great, but shouldn't you be getting in line for that senior citizen discount? Don't they serve lunch like at 3 in the afternoon and you get it real cheap?
Well, we're senior citizens, but we're so busy gambling and playing bingo and slot machines. And
yeah,
then we go home and we play the senior citizen game.
When you're having all that fun, why line up for free cheese, right?
You don't know what the game is.
I bet there's a nice surf and turf somewhere with your name on it.
You don't know what the senior citizen game is.
What is the senior citizen game, Gene?
He holds it up and I bet which way it's going to fall.
Oh. Yeah, baby.
Way to go, Gene. I like you.
Hey, I got to keep with it.
Where are you calling from, Gene?
Las Vegas.
Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Oh, God. At my age, I don't resemble anybody but an old lady.
Oh.
When I was younger, probably Ivana DiCarlo.
Oh, really?
Lily Munster.
Sure.
Wow. Everybody said I was really attractive.
Yeah. I bet you're still attractive, Gene.
Oh, I might be to a 90-year-old.
You got any feelings left?
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Special feelings?
Mm-hmm. We don't have any problems.
No.
Good lady.
I like you.
Might be only once a week, but...
Well, hey, that's
wow.
Fun. Another round of applause for Gene.
What he does in between, that's up to him. He can take care of his own problems.
Gene, you would be the oldest lady I've ever asked this of, but I'll ask it.
Okay.
Are you near a refrigerator?
Yeah, I'm pretty close to one.
Do you have any ice cubes?
Yeah. The door is not open.
Could you get some ice cubes out?
I can get some ice cubes out, mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. You ever see Showgirls, the movie?
No, I have never seen that movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Take two ice cubes, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing a bra?
Not this moment.
Really?
Baby.
Oh, my God. So you're going braless now, Gene?
Well, sure. I missed a chance one time. I don't want to miss it again.
This lady is all right.
Okay, Gene, please take the ice cubes and put them inside your shirt.
Uh-huh.
And see what happens.
Are you doing that right now, Gene?
Oh, yeah, it'll melt.
And
my temperature is still 98, you know.
Better than anybody we've ever done this with.
You think she'd do? Would you get down on all fours and bark like a dog? I don't mean that to be insulting. I want you to know that I would ask
That's
that
the
of
wrong position to be in.
I would ask that of a woman half your age.
If I was in that position.
Pardon me, Gene?
I wouldn't be barking if I was in that position.
Oh, my God. Oh, listen, I'm ready to leave my wife right now.
Wow. How are those ice cubes doing?
Melted.
They're melted.
Oh,
Gene.
Ooh.
Small ice cubes.
Is the mister around the house?
No, that's why I'm calling.
Oh, you're great, Gene.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling our show.
Yeah, I just wanted to clue you in and have everybody research a little bit what, and ask your minister, priest, or whatever, that God is a title. It's not his name. Jesus never called him God. Mm-hmm. He called him my father or creator, we can call him.
Right. You're a free spirit like I am, Gene.
Yeah.
I might have to look you up if Mike and I ever come out to Vegas.
Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be great.
I could kiss you the way I kissed June Lockhart.
Oh. You can do better than that, can't you?
She's the best. I think you may be the best senior citizen we've ever talked to, Gene.
Oh, that's great. That's a wonderful compliment. That perks up my day.
Hold on. You want a prize?
Sure, I want a prize.
Do you still have teeth? I mean, if I gave you something like a food,
If I got teeth.
You know what I mean?
I'm worrying anybody else's.
Do you have real teeth or do you take your teeth out?
Oh, I take them out.
You take them out?
But the ones you have, the store-bought teeth are pretty good?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Okay.
Can you eat, like, Wendy's food?
Oh, yeah.
You want some Wendy's food?
Well, that'd be great.
Okay. All right, hold on. We'll give you some Wendy's food.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I think we got about 100 of those bacon cheeseburger things to give away.
You know, enough for you and your old man.
Yeah, well, that's...
I mean, you're really old man. How old is your old man?
He's a week older than me.
Really? So you're both 79?
Yeah, we'll be 80. Oh. For a whole week, I look at him and say, oh, God, I'd hate to be as old as you.
Hold on, Gene.
Okay.
Hold on, that's Gene, everybody.
Wow. Man, oh,
that's
man.
Gene.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back.
Don't you go dying on me.
Hello, Donna, my show.
No, she was cool. She was so cool.
That's what's good about this show.
I want Gene's number.
look at the calls we've taken. You had the guy that wanted the child support payment.
Right.
And then the general manager of the station when I broke the phone. And then beautiful Gene.
It takes a 79-year-old lady to get us back on track.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Bobby.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys got the best show on the planet.
Thank you.
I'd like to buy you a phone since you just lost yours.
Oh, no, you know, as a matter of fact, I only broke the little part that screws in the bottom.
Right.
So we just went to someone else's phone in the building and unplugged theirs and put the broken one there and then took theirs and brought it here in the studio.
One of the salespeople?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be, and you know, later on today, be like, what's wrong with my phone? And then nobody will be any the wiser.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, fellas. Two things. One, you have got to sign Gene to a free agent contract.
Mm-hmm.
She absolutely killed me. I almost drove off the road.
Yeah, she's a nice lady, isn't she?
Oh, she was hysterical. She's like my grandmother. She's just a sick, twisted old lady.
You know, I'd like to point out those ice cubes took a very short time to melt.
Yeah.
Well, she's not cold yet, as she pointed out. So that's good. Secondly,
I wonder what her body's like.
I'm in the Army, and I'm going on a field problem for the next month, and I'm not going to be able to listen to you guys, and I just wanted to say, you know, have a good month, and I'll see you guys in June.
You're going on a field problem.
Well, we go, it's a camping trip.
That sounds interesting, though, when you call it a field problem.
I don't call it that. I call it, you know, just a waste of time, but...
Here's today's modern soldier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel good about that. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
How'd you deal with your field problem, son?
Sir, it's a camping trip.
It's a camping trip and a waste of time, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a drawn-on mustache day. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello.
All right. Hello, you're on the air.
How are you doing?
What?
How are you doing?
I believe we have another sampling keyboard here.
Ah.
Can't stand it. He's beating me again. Have you noticed how good he is at everything?
What is that from?
Sounds like maybe Jim Carrey. Is it Jim Carrey?
No, it didn't. It wasn't. Play that one again.
I can't stand it. He's beating me again. Have you noticed how good he is at everything?
It's John Lithgow, right. Third Rock from the Sun.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing? You can figure everything out. And I think I know why. You are an alien.
That's Lithgow.
Acting.
Acting Lithgow. All right. And he's going, hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
You're on the air.
Good. This is a farmer from Kansas.
Farmer from Kansas.
Yeah, we have a farmer in the studio today. Rob is a farmer also. We found that out earlier.
Farmer in the dell.
Yeah, I hear he didn't like the hoe corn, but, you know, that's the way it is.
Hoe corn.
Yeah, but my wife Jenny and I thought later on, about a month and a half, we'd give you a combine fix besides a tractor fix here today.
All right, so you're on a combine now?
No, I'm on a tractor, but about a month and a half, we'll call you and give you a combine fix when we're cutting wheat.
Do you have any noise you could make now on your tractor?
You bet you. Here it comes.
Okay.
It's a big one.
Let me play him in here.
How's that?
Oh, that's beautiful. What are you out there farming today?
Well, we had a bunch of rain. I'm just dropping some big round bales to the cattle.
Dropping bales for the cattle before he hoes the corn.
Yeah.
Are you wearing overalls?
You betcha. Yeah.
You betcha. Yeah.
All right.
Chicken fricassee.
Farmer in the dell.
What does Elvis think about hamburgers?
I think it's next in the second verse when he gets a little more excited right now.
Here we go. This is for you.
Here it comes.
Oh, here we go.
Hamburger medium rare.
Now he says, hamburger.
Hamburger. And when those cows got out of line, hamburger medium rare.
Hamburger medium rare.
Oh, I love the farmland.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you guys, we'll see you in about a month and a half. Call you when we're on the combine.
All right, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one more tractor call. This guy from Chico, California.
Mike.
Another farmer.
Sons of bitches are the funniest bastards, I tell you. I wanted to tell you, that guy from Kansas,
yeah.
My tractor's bigger than his.
Everybody says that.
We got farmers dueling it out right now. Are you calling from your tractor now?
Yes, I am. I've called you guys before from out here.
All right, let's hear what you got.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get it out here. Let me get it neutral. Here we go.
This is tractor envy. Oh, yeah, sounds powerful.
There we go.
You're definitely bigger than the other guy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, you guys have a great day.
He may have a bigger combine, though.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's pretty big. 20 tons.
Hamburger medium rare.
There you go.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Thank you. You know what I want to break with? Now I see on the screen, Brenda. Mm-hmm. Swears she is a female, but the boys in the back don't know what her sex is.
Really?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, is this Don or Mike?
This is a guy.
No, this is a female. I kid you not.
How old are you?
You mean how young am I?
Yeah.
I am 46.
This is like Nathan Lane. Come on.
Seriously. This is a female. You are talking to a woman.
All right, hold on. We'll talk to you when we get back from a break, okay?
Sure. All right,
female. And just pop in the impersonator.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sweet, merciful crap!
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Hello. Well, hello there.
Right.
No, this is Brenda.
We're going to clear this up.
Brenda Starr.
And then we're going to do the Kathy Lee thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then, ladies, in the next hour, it's the return of the Vibrator Olympics.
Oh, yes, that's some wild stuff.
Hi-yo!
Hi-yo!
I will bite them, great one!
Please, Ed, I have an extra polyp for you to chew away.
Can I get a word in edgewise?
How many licks to the center of a Johnny Carson anal polyp?
Oh, as many as you need, okay.
Isn't that an ad they used to do for Tootsie Roll Pop?
Sure. Oh,
yeah. How many licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
I'll tell you right now, take all the time you need, polyp breath.
Hi-yo, great one!
Hi-yo!
When I heard you had anal polyps, I said, let me bite them, great one!
And I let you bite them willingly, Ed. No one has sharper incisors than you do.
Hi-yo, great one!
That's a... You know, if he'd done that while he was on TV, it'd be bigger than Karnak.
That's right. Everybody be talking about the great Johnny Carson anal polyp skit.
Did you see what Ed did last night?
Hello?
No. Yeah, Don.
I just heard you talking in your manned voice.
Well, when? Now?
No, when you were just taking another phone call. We were doing our Johnny Carson thing.
Oh,
You mean just a second ago?
We know you are a man.
No, my dear, I am a female of the finest degree. And I have a phone number of a female friend of mine who is in her 70s. I just spoke to her when you guys were on break, and I asked her if I could give her number out to you. So you
Birdcage. No. Birdcage. Remember the movie Birdcage?
I didn't see.
There's a guy with fruit on his head.
No. That was a bird. A bird landed on my head.
And this would be the guy in Birdcage that looked like Gene Hackman at the end of that
no,
movie.
No.
Remember when they put him in the
exactly.
wing?
Yeah, right.
Certain guys just don't make a good woman, and he was one. That's what made that funny, though.
No, I have a very beautiful face.
But at least Gene Hackman didn't have his Get Shorty teeth in.
Yeah, that's right. Harry's
those,
anyway.
Those fake teeth, they are awful
I am,
in that movie.
And my teeth are all real, what's left of them.
Oh.
Listen, I'll give you this lady's phone number.
I don't want that lady's phone number. Let's talk about your penis.
Well, that's the problem. See, my husband died in 89, and ever since he died, I haven't had one of my own. You know what I mean?
No, you have one of your own right
now. No, dear. No, dear.
Yes, dear.
Unless you call a clitoris a penis.
Oh, my. Are you a smoker?
Yes.
This is a man.
How many how many packs a day do you take care of?
About a pack and a half.
Wow.
How old are you?
You mean how young am I?
Whatever. You said 46, right?
I'm 46, and my birthday is May 14th. You want to send me a gift?
This is a guy. Yeah, I'll send you some of that tenactin that I got sent for athlete's foot.
Yeah, use it on your throat.
No.
Okay. Oh, dear.
See?
I'll do that.
It's a man, baby.
No, it's not.
That's not your mother. That's a man, baby.
Let me try to meet somebody.
Trying to retrieve.
This is my mother.
Hold on a minute.
This
hold
is
on.
Exposition.
How do you do?
Feminine voice.
God, man, what have you done?
That's not your mother. It's a man, baby.
Not lately. Not this lifetime.
Wow.
Really?
For sooth, I tell you the truth.
All right, what's your name? Because Brenda Starr is the name of, like, a comic book.
Yeah, I know. No, well, actually, okay, my real name is Brenda Aunt Louise, which is my middle name. Anne is my confirmation name.
God, you've got the deepest voice of any woman we've ever heard because you're a man,
guy.
Baby.
No, I'm not.
Why, it's a man.
Hey, listen, you know what I'm going to do for you guys? I'm going to go over to Kinko's. They have those teles where you can talk on the phone and they can look at you.
Right. Unfortunately, we don't have one of those phones here.
Well,
it's like an old bit
one.
We did one time with Charlie Stuang Stablag when the picture phones first came out.
Charlie took them all home.
And you can read my lips, sweetheart.
Do you remember how mad Charlie got?
Yeah.
With those phones? He couldn't get his phone to work.
He still insisted he was right.
No, but you are talking to a female.
About the picture phone.
Yeah. Charlie didn't understand the concept.
See, I tried to explain to Charlie that he went out and bought a picture phone.
Right.
But because he bought one, if I didn't have one...
Yeah.
We couldn't talk back and forth. I couldn't see him.
And Charlie insisted time and time again. No, it was...
Oh,
Charlie.
Don! Hi, Charlie.
You're wrong, Don!
I tell
you're wrong!
Hold on a second there, Brenda.
Oh. Hi, lady.
Hi.
That's a man, Charlie.
Of course it's a man!
No,
the picture phones are going to work.
Charlie.
Yes, Don?
See if you get the concept. Hold on there, Brenda. You have a picture phone.
I'll tell you the concept.
Okay.
I have a picture phone.
Yes.
And if I plug it in.
Yes.
With my special plug.
Right.
Then you call me.
Yes.
No matter where you call from.
Right.
I will be able to see you,
Charlie,
John.
No. Because I don't have a phone that has a camera in it.
You don't need
you
one, Don.
You won't be able to see me.
No, Don.
For your picture phone
you're
to
wrong.
Work, the
wrong.
Other person has to have a picture phone, too.
I'll explain it again.
All right.
If I have a picture phone.
Yes, Charlie.
I plug it into the wall.
Right.
You call me from your phone.
Yes.
And I can see you because mine has a screen
no,
on it.
You're so wrong, Charlie.
You're wrong, Don.
All right, let me change the subject.
All right.
How is Merlin?
Merlin's the best show ever. I love
wait a
Merlin.
Minute. Hey,
I didn't run my videotape. What, lady?
You're supposed to be talking to me, sweetheart.
You're a man.
No.
That's not your mother.
Wait
that's a man, baby.
No.
You're
not
a man. You're a big, hairy man.
No, not even.
I wish I had my picture phone. I'd be able to see
Charlie,
you.
No, you wouldn't be able
you,
to, Charlie.
Here is day.
Charlie.
Here is day,
I am a
Charlie.
True American beauty.
You need two...
your phones for that to work.
No,
Charlie, you're stubborn about this.
I'm not stubborn, Don. I'm just telling the truth. You call me on any phone, payphone or otherwise.
Get that quack off the phone.
What quack?
You, my dear. Whatever or whoever you
did
are.
Did you call me a quack?
I never said that.
He called you a quack, Charlie.
Ah!
Oh, now look what you did now. Look what you did now.
By the way, that's she. She called you a quack.
Ah,
no, that's a man.
You're a big, hairy, ugly man.
You're a man.
No,
you're an ugly man with big, lots of hair on your forearms.
You've got
big, hairy forearms, and you've got long fingernails with dirt underneath.
And what about his hair down there, Charlie?
He has lots of hair down there. It looks like a big Brillo bath. It looks like a poodle's head.
More than enough hair.
You've got a giant poodle's head
down there.
I have more than enough hair down there.
I know you do.
Bye,
Charlie.
Yeah, get rid of Charlie. Driving me nuts.
Yeah, all right. Let's keep talking to the guy with the penis who wants to convince us he's a woman.
Really?
You know what? Don't you know someone who has a phone that has that picture deal on?
No, seriously. Except for Charlie's too angst to like, no.
Charlie's got 50 of them, but he never gets any calls.
I've got an idea. You must have a listener who has one of them.
No, we don't.
Oh, bull.
We don't.
Well, I don't know
what kind of sick, perverted pleasure you're getting out of this telephone call, sir.
This charade.
Well, my dear, you must be getting a major pleasure, because I have been on this phone, on the radio.
Listen, any idiot can be on this show for up to an hour, so don't don't get a false sense of security, okay?
You're here.
Well, what do I have to do to convince this? Here in Washington, D.C., I have no plans of coming there.
What city are you calling from?
I'm calling from a little farming community in Santa Paula, California, in Ventura.
Of course, you're in California. Yeah, no further to go.
That's not fair.
Yeah, crazies hit Pacific Ocean, so they can't go any further.
And when you just said, wait a minute, you really sounded like a guy.
Wait a minute.
Right.
Let me explain why.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Think like a man.
Hold on. Let's talk to some of our listeners. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's a man, right?
Don and Mike, yeah. This is Monica.
Hey, baby, what are you doing?
I'm abroad. I'm an American broad. How are you fellas doing?
Right, that's a guy, right?
We're not. Excuse me, woman. That ain't no woman. That's a guy. Oh, man, that's Eddie Murphy's old lady.
Oh, that's great.
Is that guy doing Rodney there?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yo.
That's a guy, right?
Yo.
Tom
and Tahoe. Great show. Love it. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Keep Jean. She was terrific today.
Hey, listen, we're past Jean.
I'm sorry.
Brenda, is Brenda a man or a woman?
Definitely a man.
Man.
A man, okay.
Second vote for a man.
Thank you. Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
That's a man, right?
That is fully man. More man than half of us.
All right, thank you, sir. Listen, I just went through a quick little phone scan, and everybody agrees you're a man.
I know, but that doesn't make it for real.
Oh, of course it does.
I think like a man.
Let me give you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Please describe the menstrual cycle.
You mean mine or some other one?
Yours.
Okay.
Or a generic one, either one.
Well, no, let me tell you about mine, because I can't speak for other women. Mm-hmm. My period, normally, when it starts...
No. I don't want to know about how your period... What I want to know is the plumbing. I want to know the stuff that you would learn from an OBGYN. Tell me why women have periods. The process, the parts of the body that are used.
Yeah.
This, Donna, because I don't even know this.
Okay. Well, this I'll teach you guys.
So we're not going to know if he's lying to us or not.
No.
So we don't know the answers.
No, I got all the answers, sweetheart. Sweethearts.
All we know about it is you just stay out of the house when it happens.
No, that's not true.
Run and hide under the car.
No, I sleep outside when I'm menstruating. I don't think so.
I was talking about us, lady, man.
Okay. Sir.
Brenda, to you.
Right.
Anyway,
okay. My name's really probably Bruce or something like that.
The reason a woman has a bleed once a month is because in the middle of, after 15 days after she has her period, the progesterone kicks in and prepares, because that's the time when a woman is fertile, is right about 14 days after the period starts. And at that time, is when a woman can get pregnant. And if she does not get
pregnant... You sound more like a guy talking about this than you did before.
Right, you're just making this up as you go along. No, you just know what guys know. Listen, I know that there's a time in every woman's cycle when she could get pregnant before she has her period.
Well, I think that's because technically there are two fertile difference in a woman's cycle, but a medical professional.
I hope we're not screwing people up all over the
Hold
country
on, Bruce.
Right now.
Hold on a second there, Bruce.
Stan.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, it's a guy.
Right. Now, listen.
It's a guy.
You know something about periods, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
No, it's a guy, and ask her how she looks at her fingernails, how he looks at his fingernails.
That's a good question.
How do you
I remember this one. I know the answer
really?
To this one, yes, right. because I've been accused
Hold
of
on.
Doing it like a woman.
Hold on, I'll let you ask him.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, Bruce, you're talking with Rhonda.
Hey, Bruce.
Brent,
look at your fingernails.
What about my fingernails?
How do you look at them?
What do you mean, with my eyes? How do you look at yours?
Oh.
Well, I mean, what is your hand position?
Wait, say that again?
What is your hand? You do have hands.
Yeah, I have
your hand position.
Hands what?
Come on, Brenda.
I'm not understanding the words.
This is a simple, simple question, Brenda.
Okay, then say it again.
Mike, do you mean women do it like this and men do it like this?
Exactly.
When I look at my hands?
We had it on the show sometime. We had it on the show. Somebody made me do that, and I went like this.
You can't answer it.
I put my fingers out, and I hold my hand in front of me, kind of perpendicular to my body.
Is your palm up, palm down?
Well, the palm is facing away from me.
Okay, well, she does it like a woman. Rhonda,
well,
I got
to. So did you, though, Mike.
Yeah, yeah, I did too. I still do, as a matter of fact.
All right, hold on, Rhonda.
I like to do
in fact,
it.
In fact, I have beautiful hands.
Okay. You have big, hairy fingers that probably smell like meat.
Meat.
Hello.
Dead yes? meat. Rotted meat.
Don Mike Show.
Hi.
Sausages.
Hi there.
She makes her own sausages.
Her fingers smell like salmon and a butcher.
I think I have to vote that it's a woman.
Really? This is interesting. Go ahead.
There's a woman telling us that's another woman.
Simply because I worked with someone who sounds exactly like her. Now, granted, I don't know if I can say this. She was the biggest bitch I'd ever worked with, but she was a woman nonetheless.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your vote.
All right. Okay.
All right.
It's interesting when a woman weighs in thinking this is a woman.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Okay. I should tell if this is a woman. Ask her how she scratches her balls.
All right. There's another one on our side, I believe. Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
She sounds just like Roz from Frasier.
No way. I mean, I'll give you that. Roz from Frasier has a deep, raspy voice,
she's a super hottie, but she still has a low, manly voice.
So I was going to compare her to a woman, I would say she sounds a little bit like Marge Schott. If she is a woman, she's close to... And Marge Schott really is almost a man, as we all know.
And I am sticking to my original pick of Nathan Lane.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well,
did you think she's a man or a woman?
Oh, I think she's a woman.
All right, and hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I think that we need to broaden this out a little bit. I think it is a woman, but I think it originally was a man.
We could have a winner here, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the voice, now granted, one of my thoughts was, boy, it sounds like Lucille Ball, just a bit. That smoker's sound.
Yeah, that's that generic Marge Schott, Lucy. He was good at first.
All right, Marge Schott. I don't want any black doctors, please.
Hitler built good roads.
He was good at first, but then he went nuts. I don't know what happened to him.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you use... this is Bruce, right?
This is Brenda.
Brenda. Did you used to be a man and have an operation?
No, I have not had... The only operation I had was on my foot when I broke a bone and tore four ligaments. And they removed my tonsils when I was at the tender age of 6.
See, that you do stuff like
you're
that.
You're a guy.
And I think you're a guy,
is
too.
Is this Jorge? Stuff like what?
Is this Jorge's new bit?
No.
When you tweak it up and you go, at the tender age of 6, I think you're a guy.
When you were a little girl, what kind of stuff did you like? Who were some of your favorite singers and TV shows and movies?
Favorite... You know who I really liked was Shirley Temple. I watched her like mad.
Well, this guy's a fag.
On Sunday afternoon.
It's all clear to me now.
I love Shirley Temple.
Listen to him. When you laugh, you give yourself away.
All right, hold it.
Shirley Temple.
Hello. You think that's a woman? Steve, right here.
No, I believe it's a woman. I think that is definitely a woman.
You're kidding me.
Not a sexy voice, but definitely a woman. You know your fake callers when they call in and, hi, this is Carol.
You know what's hard? You know what's really hard to fake is a laugh. And when Brenda / Bruce
sounds mannish, doesn't it?
When Brenda laughs, it sounds like a guy. Because right away, you hear that.
The guttural sound that only a man laughs when it's really coming from inside him.
It's a guy's laugh.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
I know what we're going to do with it now.
I think it's a transvestite, but ask you what FSH is or LH. If she's a woman, she should know what that is.
All right, hold on. Hold on here. Hey, Bruce, Brenda?
Yeah.
This guy had another quiz for you.
Yes.
What is FSH?
I think that has something to do with how much estrogen is...
Wrong.
Do your
LH.
Or is that what something to do with your blood testing? I don't know.
It's a lactating hormone when a woman makes milk. Any woman
honey,
would know
I've never
that.
Had any babies.
Would any woman
a man
would know
doesn't
that?
Make
no.
milk.
No. Only.
Good question. I like that.
Yeah, well,
follicle stimulating hormone is what causes a woman to have kids.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I said it had to do with estrogen.
Yeah.
My God, you're a man. You're such a man.
You're a man, baby.
All right. Hey, thank you, Eric, on the telephone.
How the heck are we going to get closure? How are we going to find out definitively?
We have to do a break, though. Bruce, hold on.
Bruce?
Brenda.
All right. Hold.
No wonder I'm not responding. My name's Brenda.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Merry f***ing Christmas. From the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi.
I think it's a man.
Of course.
And the reason I say that is because you only get that kind of voice if you're a woman from smoking cigarettes. And when he was laughing, he didn't have that hacking,
right.
like, choking cough.
Sure.
So it's a man who has changed himself into a woman.
All right, thank you.
What if he's, have you asked him if he's been on the Jerry Springer show?
No, we have not. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
That's a guy, right?
No, I say ask him a question. My wife just gave me an idea.
What's that?
Go ask him what's the difference between junior, Mrs., and petite for dress sizes.
Do you know the answer?
I don't, personally. My wife just took my son to the tutor, but before she left, she told me to call in and ask
him. All right, that's a good one. Okay, thank you.
What's the difference between junior, Mrs., and petite?
Hey, Bruce, what's the answer to that one?
You mean Brenda.
You're right.
You know what? Let's see. Petite is very short. Okay, thanks, Gary.
Sure.
Yeah, say my name real loud.
Hey, why don't you put that guy Gary on the phone?
Okay, yeah, Gary, come over here.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Gary
God,
is the
such
right
a man.
I'm sorry,
that is such a man.
Gary, tell these guys that they're talking to a woman. Thank you. Gee whiz.
Hello. Hi, Gary.
How you doing?
Listen,
Gary, are we talking to a woman or a man?
Well, what are you talking to a man?
We're talking to a man. He just
course.
Tell them the truth or you will never get paid.
He just said.
You're talking to a very nice lady.
Listen, Brenda or Bruce, hang up, please. I want to talk to Gary alone.
Okay, that's fine. But tell him the truth, Gary. You'll never get paid again.
Hey, hang up there, Bruce. Hey, Gary.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll give you a nice prize if you just are honest with us. That's a guy, right?
She's a very nice lady.
He's got a penis, right?
Yeah, she has a deep voice, and she's...
That's a man with a man's genitals?
No, she's a very nice lady.
It's a lady, Gary?
Yeah.
No, here's my take. That's the boss of the office.
Right.
Who's a guy, mm-hmm. and what he just said to Gary...
Like I said, I've never seen him before, but...
Seen him before?
I don't know. She's never shown him to me.
Boy, we got the village idiot on the line here. That's
because,
for sure.
Because
I don't know, you know.
Brenda, Bruce,
what she had, but.
Said to this guy, Gary said, if you want to get paid.
Right.
Right, so is that your boss?
No. I don't know, it could be. It could be a he. Well, I don't know.
If this is another scheme from that station in Iowa City, we are canceling their contract today.
Well, you've been very, very helpful,
very
Gary.
Nice lady.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
No help. Slow, Gary. No help at all. Thanks.
It is a lady.
Hired a handicap.
Okay. Here she is.
Hey.
No, thanks for putting on, like, the village idiot.
That wasn't nice. That was not nice.
Well, he was an idiot.
He's not an idiot.
What's his job there?
He's an idiot.
What is his job with you?
Well, he does work for my boss, and then I pay the bill, so he just drove in.
So are you the bookkeeper?
You got it, sweetheart.
He's such a man. There's got to be a way to prove this.
Pardon me? No.
Hold on a second. Hold on, please. Hold on. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing? A couple questions that might help ferret this out.
Yeah.
First one, if it's really a woman, ask them what TSS stands for.
Wasn't that another guy's question?
Everybody's giving us those
things. Okay, how about this one? Ask him the difference between your standard Playtex type tampon and a traditional OB tampon.
All right, even a weirdo might know that.
Yeah, really.
We got to do better than that. Hello?
Hey.
Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
You asked Bruce or Brenda whether she'd ever had an operation or whether she'd ever had a sex change operation. She said no.
We asked them that. Who is this, Prince Charles?
No. This is Ken. I used to be a woman. No. She may never have been under the knife, but, you know, a preoperative transsexual, maybe taking hormones, and psychologically she may be a woman. She may be preparing herself to be physically.
You're thinking too much. You're thinking too much like everybody in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah, the Boston Tea Party. We kicked your ass.
We won.
USA. Thank you,
Vietnam.
Sir.
Vietnam.
Thank you. Vietnam.
Tally-ho. Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Hey, is that what somebody uses in the war argument? That's not bad. That's not bad.
You only got 4 TV channels.
Hey, we got 5. We got 5 now.
Yeah, we got hundreds.
I know.
USA kicks your ass. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Vietnam's hard to answer.
It is. You can't say anything to Vietnam.
Hello.
Hello.
Faye Weber.
Hello, darling.
How are you, dear?
Faye Weber, I'm glad you could take a moment out from your weekly calls to Charlie Warren to call us up.
I told you, I don't like to bother you. You're doing such a good job. But
God
this
bless
really
you.
Got me.
Yes.
Because they call me Mr. Weber in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening.
This is Faye Weber, everybody. She's one of our oldest and... literally oldest and dearest fans. She's been listening to the show. She and her husband Seymour for, I don't know, like almost all 13 years they've been doing the show.
And let me tell you something. She is all woman, aren't you, Faye?
I am.
That's right. Yeah. Good bush.
And I have a feeling that this is a man, not a woman.
Yeah, I think you're right, Faye.
I believe you, Faye.
I hope it's true.
Oy vey, it's true.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
And I want to wish your both wives happy Mother's Day.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you very much, Faye.
I shall read the Playboy with my husband.
Still read the Playboy with Seymour.
Oh, God bless you, Faye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Faye.
Bye, darling.
All right, you're going to call Charlie Warren now this weekend.
Charlie Warren.
Hi.
Faye Weber, how you doing, sir?
Not on my show.
Nice to have you on the show, Mr. Warren.
Hello.
Have him put his hand straight down on a table and look at which finger is longer, the fourth finger, the ring finger, or the index finger.
Is that a woman-man thing?
Yeah.
Really? All right, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Bruce, here's another test for you.
Brenda. Let's get back to Brenda.
Okay. I, you know, that one about putting your hand down and saying which is longer, the third finger or the fourth finger?
The fourth or the index.
Index.
The fourth or the index.
Mine.
You're counting your thumb is first, right?
One.
Right.
Two,
the ring finger.
The index finger is the pointing finger, and then the fourth finger is the ring finger, correct?
Right.
Okay. Which is longer on you?
In both hands, my ring finger, which is next to the baby finger.
Right.
Is longer.
Okay.
In my case, the finger that I give someone the finger with,
well, that's
the biggest.
That's the middle finger.
But he's saying the index finger and the ring finger.
Yeah.
And,
right.
and,
oh, of those two?
And
which is the biggest?
My ring finger is longer.
Oh, me too.
And so is the guy on your phone, and that means that's a man, too.
Oh! All right, there's more definitive.
Interesting. Bring the email from your office, and you'll see that the index finger is longer than a woman.
We must have a female.
Wait a minute.
Hey, go get us a woman, will you, please?
I like this one because this is something concrete.
Rob, listen, I know you're enjoying sitting, as always.
You know what? We're going to have to talk.
Take him a long enough time.
Because I got to go back to work.
You got him.
Oh, don't back out on us now, Bruce.
Come on. We finally have a brilliant caller that this might...
Take a, because you know it depends on your hand where.
No,
you're
no. We're about to nail you. We're about to nail you right now.
That's right.
And then you're going to admit you're a man.
Okay. These
no,
two
I'm
fingers.
Not, I'm
right
not
here.
A man. I'm not going to admit.
So what
something.
You're saying is that the finger that you would wear your wedding ring on is longer than your index finger.
It's longer on a man.
Hi, Michelle.
Wait.
Come here for a minute.
It's longer.
Wait,
on
let
a
me
man.
See your hand. Let me
my
see your hand.
Hands in front of me.
Hold your hand up, Michelle.
Yep.
Okay. Let me see. Wait.
On Michelle, look, they're the same size.
Oh, a little bit. The ring finger is actually a little shorter.
Yeah,
is a little shorter.
You're right. You're
yep.
correct, Mike.
Absolutely. And that's,
you,
there you go.
But it's there.
Thank you, Michelle.
That's a great caller. That's fantastic.
Well, if I take...
Hey, everybody. I just got to touch Michelle's hand.
Ooh.
Ooh. Who wants to smell my hand?
If I measure my index finger from the base with
no,
a ruler.
No, you already failed.
All right, hold on. I have one last quiz. Here we go. And is this Tony?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Tony.
Tony wants to talk about different parts of the vagina.
Oh,
all right, Tony, go ahead.
Basically, if you can basically name the different parts of the vagina, because the vagina is like your face. Your face, you have your eyes, your mouth.
That's not true.
You have your mouth washed up.
You have your eyes,
you know what? I don't
know
the technical term.
And that's on your face, and there are different parts of your vagina.
No, I don't need to know the technical term to know that I have one.
Name two.
Okay.
Name two.
Oh, you're busted, Bruce.
Okay, no. Well, there's the uvula and the labia, labia, something like that.
Okay, you know, if you were a woman, you'd be able to say that.
I don't need to say
and
it.
Tony, what are the four distinct parts of your vagina?
Well, you have the inner and the outer lips, the inner and the outer labia.
Woman.
Yeah, right.
She's a woman who knows about her vagina.
You... ask every female that calls you for the next 3 weeks.
Hey, real lady calling in with the vagina topic. Which is longer, your ring finger or your index finger?
Look at your hand right now. Hold it out in front of you.
Which is longer, my ring finger or my index finger?
Yes, ma'am.
My ring finger?
Oh. Thank you.
Well, you're a man. You're a man, Tony.
You're a man, Tony.
Really?
Right. I gotta go, guys. I'm hanging up on you. I got work to do.
All right, listen, I don't know what game you were playing, but you're a man, and as soon as you want to fess up to it, you can call us back.
Absolutely.
Hey, boys.
I tell you what, I'll give you one last... Bruce or Brenda, whatever your name is, here's the last chance. This comes from our sales guy, Mitch Johnson.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
You supply us, not on the air, of course.
Of course.
But right now, with the name and phone number of your gynecologist...
You know what? How about my endocrinologist?
No, no, no.
Oh,
your gyna.
That means
right
that you're being turned into a woman.
Your,
oh, no, no.
Oh, really?
Hold on a second. I've got to answer the
female
other
one. Hormone.
Oh,
men.
Oh, you're good, Tony. You nailed him. You nailed him on the vagina, and you nailed him on that.
I will. Hey, my girlfriend in Ventura wants you to say hi to her, and her name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Right. Nice boyfriend you have, Cindy.
Cindy, it's been fun talking to Bruce.
No, wait a minute. Hey. I don't have a gynecologist right now.
Okay.
I have a crazy
You don't have a gynecologist until you have a vagina.
You know, you're 46. I would think at 46 years of being a woman, you'd have a gynecologist.
Well, no, I didn't have health insurance until a year ago.
All right.
I was an intern.
You failed the test.
Brenda, you sure you don't want to come clean right now, so to speak? Come on now. You want to fess up? Just give us a little closure here, Brenda.
I have already confessed the truth. I am a female, period. That's it. No,
no way. Listen, you got busted on the four names for the vagina. And who Buzz put his hand up? Buzz knew.
Yeah, you put all the 500 parts, name me the 500 parts to your penis. It's a technical term.
Yeah, well, guys don't know that type of thing.
Scrotum.
Four or five different parts of the penis.
Scrotum.
Anybody can name those two, right?
Part where the wet comes out.
For sure.
But wet.
I gotta get off this phone and go.
All right, right. Yeah, you
show me what
you probably gotta go stand up and urinate now.
Bye, hey, Bruce.
Hey, do you want my doctor's phone number?
You don't have a gynecologist.
You're endocrinologist.
You want to know who? You want to? How about my pharmacist, where I get my estrogen and progesterone?
Listen, I don't doubt that you're a man trying to become a woman and put out.
Oh dear.
What's down there,
Bruce? Don't use that language, Tony.
Yes.
Because
what's down there?
Because you actually are the person that unearthed him. Let's see, what do we have for you?
Oh, lovely.
All prize, okay?
Yeah.
Tickets. Ticket surprise.
Yes, tickets to see Stevie Nicks and Boz Scaggs.
Oh, my God! No. Like that.
That's a good concert. Nissan Pavilion, June 24th. Tickets are not even on sale yet. They go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Call 202-432-C to order, but that's from Miller Lite.
Well, thank you, fellas.
What do I get?
What do you have? A swift kick in the nuts.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.